Good evening, Earth Explorers. Brooks Agnew here with X Squared Radio. Welcome to tonight's program. I am coming to you live from the dreary area of Spokane, Washington, where it rains more days than I want to count, but not very much each day, just enough to remind you that you'd rather be somewhere sunny and warm. I'll be up here for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, doing a biodiesel project, and we'll give you updates on that from time to time. Also wanted to let you know that Unlocking the Secret, which is the Ark of Millions of Years, Volume 3, is now hitting the presses. Should be through that process in about 5 weeks, so we'll keep you up to date on that. Make sure to go to the online store at X Squared Radio. We'll give you a way to pre-order your book for a discount, and we'll send you an autographed copy of the first issues that come off the press of Unlocking the Secret. This book will give you the tools to be able to deliver the law of attraction to yourself so that you can manifest your own future the way you like it. I also want to let you know we've made a little bit of progress on the North Pole Inner Earth Expedition. Continue to have a lot of interest in that project. The producer's agreement is going out this week, and we're very hopeful that the project will be fully funded shortly, and we'll be able to put together our list of 120 people, 100 primary and 20 alternates. If your application is in the database, you'll be hearing from us. If it's not in the database, then you need to go to phoenixsciencefoundation.org, click on the APEX link, that's Advanced Planetary Explorations, and fill out the application if you're interested in being involved in the first expedition to this area on Earth, in recorded history, or even unrecorded history. If man has been there, it's been a long, long time, maybe more than a couple hundred thousand years. In the news, you want to pay attention the 29th of this month to the Linnaeo Comet. You should be able to see it with the naked eye. If you've got a pair of binoculars, 10 power or 20 power is even better, rested on something, you should be able to see a very nice fuzzy ball out there in space. So trying to keep you up to date with the astronomical news that's out there. We also want to make note that our call-in lines will be live all night tonight because we have a very special guest. We'll introduce her to you in a moment. But we want to make sure that these lines are open because something very synergistic is about to happen. And if you're tuned into X Squared Radio tonight live, you're going to be part of it because your energy and your consciousness is going to be wrapped up in the content that we have tonight. If you're listening as a recorded archive, your consciousness is still wrapped up in it because of your intent to call in as an archive. Here are the phone numbers. Toll-free anywhere in the United States, 877-270-8714. Anywhere toll-free in Canada, 888-228-4494. And anywhere else on planet or off planet, if you can reach a cell phone tower, you can get to us, 530-413-4511. And keep in mind, X Squared Radio on the BBS Radio Network is on for 3 full hours. So if your affiliate is not carrying all 3 hours, make sure to get a hold of us. Tell us those call numbers and we'll do the rest for you. My guest tonight I met as part of a workshop I attended in Nashville, Tennessee with my good friend William Henry. Occasionally in my travels and in going around and being involved with various associates that I have, I meet the most remarkable people, and these remarkable people affect the universe in a great way. one of those people is going to be on our program tonight. She is, I hesitate to use the word channeling, because I don't even want to put her in the same classification with other people that I've met who have professed to have this skill. No, her skill is demonstrated to me to be far above that, and you will agree once you digest these 3 hours. I can tell you, those who have the understanding that we are gods, who have lost touch with their own divinity, are just now learning how to liberate themselves in the human 3D construct that they were taught and raised in. You're about to learn about types of experiences and new understandings that you will find that go with your newly raised consciousness and energy. This is a scientific talk radio program. You know that. You've been here for almost 3 years with us. And you know that I don't have, as a rule, spiritualists on the program unless there is some very clear demonstration, like direct observation, that they have something different, that they're able to tap into a stream of information that is demonstrable. The guest that we're having on tonight has demonstrated that ability to connect in with that stream of energy and that stream of consciousness, and more importantly, that stream of information. You know that energy coming out of black holes or out of suns or out of gravitational waves always carries information with it. It is our ability to tune into that information, whether we use a sophisticated instrument or we use the human psyche. It is the same. In fact, possibly, the human being, or the spirit that makes up the soul of the human being, may be one of the most sophisticated and sensitive instruments in the entire universe. One of those instruments is here with us tonight. Her name is Michelle Dedman, and we welcome her to the program. Welcome, Michelle.
Hello.
It is such a pleasure to have you on the program. And I know I'm saying that as an introduction to the program, and I will most likely repeat it at the end of the program. We're on for 3 hours. We run for about 55 minutes, and then we do some shameless gratuities for our sponsors, who, if you'll go to the website at x2-radio.com, click on any one of those affiliates, whether you're in the market for inkjet cartridges, we want you to go to X Squared Radio and click on x2-radio.com and click on the 123 inkjet ad. Not only will you get great printing supplies with free shipping, but you get a chance to win a free printer. And we'll introduce you to some of our other affiliates over the next 3 hours. And can you elaborate on that? And then you'll probably inspire me to ask more questions about it.
Indeed. Yes, I want to start with just addressing the human consciousness for a moment, and then how this ties into what occurred in the last 24 hours. Most humans that are at least have some level of awareness or sense of intuition are sensing a great, almost a feeling of anxiety this weekend, or a sense that something's going on. And they're feeling maybe a bit agitated, maybe a bit irritated, stumbling around a bit. I'm just sensing into the people that they're feeling something. And it's really important that we trust always our vibration or our vibes in our body. This is how we operate on planet Earth, is we are one with everything. And if we allow ourselves to feel into a vibrational pulse, we will realize we are the Earth. See, we are not separate from planet Earth, and this is what we want to help everyone remember tonight, that you are the eyes and the ears, and you are literally one with the Earth. The Earth has been so patient and unbelievably perseverant through what she's had to tolerate. As many of you know that assist her, she has given so much of her heart, her mind, her body, and her soul, that it's literally been allowed for her to be much like a waste dump. You know, she literally has absorbed the toxins of humanity for millions of years.
Sure.
And what happened in this last, we're just going to get you up to speed to the moment. This last week has been quite intensive, and what we want to help everyone to remember tonight is that whatever you're feeling, Earth is feeling. So if you're feeling a bit agitated, so is she. If you're feeling impatient, so is she. If you're starting to feel like you've had it, I can't do this anymore, so is she. Because we are her. If we start to make that link back, which is very important because it's our power, it's our power to change everything. If we start to become more empathic with her, we can then be one and take this to the next level. So what happened with her, because we are speaking as a consciousness here, there is a group of us that work and as a team to help Earth and literally far into the outreaches of space, but we're going to focus on Earth for the moment, which is linked to everything. What happened is that Earth has been literally in birth pain for a long time, but it's getting stronger. Every day, volunteers go in and help her with the pain. But what's been happening in the last week is the pain is getting stronger. There's contractions happening in the moment.
Interesting.
She's in contractual labor at the moment.
You know, it says in Revelations that the earth will reel to and fro as a woman travaileth
exactly. In
childbirth. It's kind of interesting, that analogy. In the research that I've done for the Inner Earth Expeditions, which hopefully will culminate or light off with the expedition next summer, I too have found that the Earth is actually a living thing, that it has a body and it has a spirit, and it is kind of coming alive, and it is in tune with the human race. And I don't know whether the human race feels the pains of Earth or whether Earth feels the pains of the human race.
Yes, it is one.
Or if we affect each other that way.
It's one and the same. See, we are the planetary body. This is what we forgot. We are hurt. What we want to help everyone to remember tonight is there is no separation. See, it is all oneness. So it's not even a sense of outside of us. If everyone starts to wake up to their own heart, they will see, we're doing it right now as we're speaking. As we awaken to our own heart, do you see how we are literally interlinked with Earth as a being? It's not even an us and them or a her or me.
Sure.
It is literally in unison, which is what we forgot. See, we came into this physical body, and we appear to be you, me, separate. We think that people are out there and we're over here. That is not the case.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. Right now, there are close to 7 billion souls living on the Earth, more than we believe have ever lived on this planet before.
Yes.
Let's assume that the human soul goes through countless reincarnations as human souls, not as, you know, fish or birds or grass or trees or whatever, but as human beings. And we, with each successive lifetime, sort of improve the information base, and we become a more aged, more wise, more complete being.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, and let's just assume that it is, because many of the ancient religions are founded upon that, including Christianity, then there seems to be more souls now here than we started with.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that souls, intelligences, are coming from other worlds to be born here on Earth, to be part of this paradisiacal shift of the planet?
Indeed. In fact, the souls that have come into Earth, some of them come from the furthest reaches of the original creation, which we want to just give you a quick overview of cosmology, and we'll do it very fast. But what it is that if you go all the way back to that original point of love or that original point of God or what we call the original sparks of creation, there are souls that came from the original creation in order to manifest on Earth, to bring Earth back to her alignment with the cosmos. See, if we go back to the ages, Earth fell from her own point of awareness, not her fault.
Mm-hmm.
But as we call it the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with that?
Yeah.
The fall. Well, what has happened throughout these millions of years is that we fell. And we are celestial. All we're doing is remembering who we were, not who we are, but who we were. We're going back to that original point of creation or awareness. So that's why we could say that what we see at this moment on Earth is one big massive illusion or lie. This separation we see, this is not who we are. This is the mass, we'll say, hallucination, that we are not God. See, it's a hallucination to think we're not one.
Right.
So what we're doing is returning back to the original spark of oneness. And
okay, I can live with that. I can definitely agree with that because I do feel that oneness.
Yes.
And I think and many people that I know feel a sadness.
Indeed.
At the separation from one another. Mm-hmm. That we
yes.
consciously in this third dimensional world do to ourselves and do to others. We separate ourselves from one another in this, let's call it, an unconscious world, and then we realize at some point that we have a conscious connection.
Mm-hmm.
It begins to come alive. However, I have to add, I think that even though we're going back to the original creation, we are now older, wiser, yeah. more experienced with pain and with love and with yeah. success and with failure. We're a more experienced soul, and the purpose for coming to a physical world and having a physical experience, like Earth herself, is we're going to return to former glory, but with greater wisdom and greater experience. So although this is an illusion,
yes.
it has been a learning illusion.
Yes. We'll add to you what we feel is unfortunate, however, is that Paradise's original intent was never this much suffering. So unfortunately, in what we see as an illusion, the suffering barometer has been way tipped to the scale on the right. There was not to be this much suffering on planet Earth. So when we work with beings in the higher realms, all have been in despair, as you stated, the grief,
mm-hmm.
for an over amount of suffering that was not the original plan of creation. See, there was an original plan. God's plan for creation is paradise, is heaven. We were really not supposed to go through this much stuff. This is supposed to be a playground of heaven where you have joy and abundance and you play.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened with the bit of the fall is that we lost connection to our source, which is heaven, which is joy, which is love. And you see, Creator simply wanted us to have a playground of what we'd say heaven. So that's really what the original intention was of planet Earth, was play.
What happened?
Well, boy, do we have enough time for that? Yes, a lot happened. Well, this is a powerful place. There is a waiting list to get on planet Earth. Literally, there are beings lined up that want to come to Earth. This is one of the most powerful places in creation because whatever happens here affects every other level of the cosmology all the way back to the original point.
I believe that. Look who's been here. I mean,
Indeed.
You've had Moses and Adam and even Jesus came here to have
Indeed.
A mortal experience.
Correct. This is a powerful, I mean, this is a place of power. Earth is about power and life and juice and enlivenment. And so, without taking too much time on it, what we'll give the overview is, if you think of it this way, because we know throughout creation there were many, many different souls and many different forces, and so they all said, I want it! You know, let me have it! So there's been a war over this planet and who was going to gain it, who was going to get it, basically. I mean, God allowed this to happen in creation because we have the free will to choose, indeed. And so there was this massive, like, I want it. And the current shift on our Earth at this very moment is about returning this place to light. Because all forces became eyes on this planet saying, I want it for my creation. And this is what we talk about, the game of polarity. This has been a game of polarity, which has resulted in a battle. And it's a battle of polarity. To say it's a battle, we, you know, it's serve purposes we may not be able to comprehend as humans.
What is the polarity? I assume we're basically talking about two forces.
Indeed, and yes, and we'd probably bring it down to two in the micro, but it's probably much more involved than that.
Uh-huh.
But the game of polarity is literally all anything that stands on opposite sides of opposition. You know, any kind of war. And if you look at our planet right now, and if you look at the last week, it's actually changed as we're speaking, but if you looked at the last week and you watched the media, what do you see propagated? Battle, war.
Fear.
Yes. But it's deeper than that. It is indeed. But where has the battle been? It has not been happening in the physical plane. We were subjugated through our emotional body. Now, this is complicating and making it simple for people to understand. Where is the war been in humanity, in their emotions, to make them feel things that weren't even really them? Because if we are pure joy, then what are we doing walking around in terror? Do you understand?
Yeah, I think I do understand. And I see it manifested in the strangest ways. I mean, you have this this recycling engine of the news running every 15, 20 minutes, the same story over and over and over and over again, pounding it out there like negative energy over and over again, reinforcing it in people and letting them know that all is bad and everything is terrible and there's no hope and we're headed for Armageddon. There's nothing anyone can do. You know, buy gold, buy a bunker, and on and on and on. You're just getting that over and over again, and there's nothing to reinforce the positive thing that you feel inside of you.
Emotion.
And so different people react in different ways. Their desires then turn into passions, which they express in the form of violence against one another.
Right. It's all to propagate illusion, to continue the illusion going so that we would never escape. It's all a big setup. And the purpose ultimately is that the Freedom Keepers, and these are a group of beings that actually have been overseeing Earth, there are many, many groups, but the whole point was to free humanity from bondage, just to come back and say, we're here to help you. There are fleets surrounding this planet right now who are saying, we're here to help you out, but people keep going back to that illusion. We're like, hello. The fleet is saying, come on, it's time to come out. We want to free all of you. Let's have paradise. This is what the new Earth is about. It's about freedom. And it's emotional freedom. This is helping people right now, we are seeing. Because if you start to realize from this moment on that your power is your power to feel, your power to be human is to feel, then you can right now make a decision that I will no longer allow myself to be subjugated emotionally, because my power is God, which is love. See, love is one of the highest frequencies along with joy, but love raises our vibration so that we can see this and go, I ain't going there, I'm not playing. You see? You literally have to make that choice, though, where you go, I'm not playing. And what will happen when you say, I will no longer play, you will actually raise in consciousness, and you will now become a troubadour vibrating to help others to also escape the illusion.
So as that vibrational frequency gets higher, and let's just call it light,
exactly,
it's going to dispel darkness. It's not going to foster darkness. It's not going to be a place where darkness can exist.
Exactly. Exactly. And the reason light is right, but the reason we're bringing love, and we'll explain why we're saying love. We're not trying to sound hari-fari or hoodoo-voodoo about the love.
Okay.
This is beyond that.
Uh-huh.
Love is the only thing that will dispel this illusion, because it's about acceptance, not about resistance. See,
right,
what has happened even in many spiritual movements is still resisting what is, attacking what is, going, oh, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. But guess what? We keep propagating that because we keep fighting against it. We're not to fight. If you ever heard a quote from Mother Teresa, she says, I will only participate if it's for peace, because she knew that we had to be about the positive, and many are understanding this as we're saying this. We have to be for what we want, not to fight against what we don't want. And that's what the problem that's happened in a lot of spiritual movements is. They're still battling. They're still fighting it. Don't fight. Don't fight. Stop fighting right now. Right now, everyone has to stop the fight. If we stop the fight and we raise our consciousness and we say, no, I'm going to vibrate only in peace, love, joy, whatever you want to call it, light, then we know, see how we eject ourselves from polarity, from the game?
Sure.
Now we're in a new consciousness. Now it begins. See, once we have removed ourselves from that war, now we are in a different vibration. We have to vibrate in that unison, which is beyond separation. See, it's been a trick, and there's so many reasons why, but it's been a way to keep people enchained because they resist, and this is why people are not creating what they want in their lives, because they keep fighting against what they don't want. Go for what you do want. You see how that brings a positive? It's literally quantum. It's literally energetic, because when you shoot your vibration to what you want, feel what happens with your vibration.
Well, sure, and if you shoot your power out there for what you want, you put a manifesting dream out there, a year, 5 years, 10 years out there, what you've done is you've thumped the universe, and the universe begins vibrating with that energy.
Yes.
So the universe is resonating with you, and then what you have to learn to do is exactly what you say, learn to feel the vibrations that come back. In other words, you might be sending out, for example, a middle C note. It goes out on the universe, and it's vibrating all these strings, as it were, all over the universe, and they're sending a F sharp back to you, which is in harmony with this middle C, but it's not the middle C you sent out. So you're sending out one note, and you're getting another note back that's in harmony with you, and you've got to be ready to listen.
Yes.
If you don't listen, if you reject it, or if you say, no, that's not what I wanted. I wanted a G. Then what you've done is you've forced the universe to do something it wasn't ready to do. You've truncated it.
That's right.
You've not allowed the universe to bless you.
That's right. That's right. The thing that most people may not understand is that they've had more against them than what they realize, and so they've been blaming themselves, beating themselves up, like, why can't I create? How come I'm doing the affirmations? How come I'm doing all this stuff and I still don't have my soulmate, and I still don't have love in my life? I still don't have money. Because they have to vibrate to their highest self in creation, and that's a crossover that's happening on the planet right now. Now, this is where inner earth comes up, if we want to go to that right now.
Mm.
We can share with you why inner earth and what's rumbling there, okay? If you want to go there.
Well, you know, let me shift this just a little bit toward the scientific, because
sure.
I made this observation while I was doing research for the books that we wrote, and I discovered that the universe is the mathematical sum of the intentions of every sentient being in it, and that each one of us are in some microcosm creators, and like you say, we're one with the earth, and the earth is one with us,
exactly.
Then the earth is just mirroring
exactly
the energy that the 7 billion souls that are alive, and maybe even the ones that are not alive on the earth right now, the intentions that we're putting out. Now, the interesting thing is, people will say, well, gee, that's just not possible, but think about it. It's true.
Yes.
But many souls, maybe most of them, and Michelle, let me get your feedback on this, many people are not conscious that they're conscious.
Exactly right. You're correct. And this is, it's interesting you would bring this up, because we worked with a woman this week, and she said, oh, I just got it. Oh, wow. It's like she started to wake up once, but she didn't realize it till we brought her back to her highest self in creation. Then she could see everything. She could see the big illusion, and she said, oh, wow, we're the creators, aren't we? Yes, indeed. So she didn't know, though, until she came out of this sort of haze. She was in a haze until we got her aligned back. And there's a lot of things that she needed repair, which is she's just a symptom of everyone. Once she had her power, she could see, and she said, wow, we don't even realize that this is because of us, isn't it? Is it? And it's reflecting us, isn't it? Yes, it is. That's why exactly what you said is true, but it's true 100% once we fully have our power to change it. See, we have to be taken out of that fog, brought back to clarity, where we can go, oh, we are the creators. Okay, now we can change it. From the fog, people can't see it. They don't know it. they're sitting there watching TV and they're in addiction, and unfortunately they are very, most people are very tired at this time. Even the light workers are like, I'm exhausted. I've had it, because they've taken on so much for this planet. This is
yeah.
the state the Earth feels. She's exhausted.
Well, and let's get down to the quantum level here. When we're thinking about this energy that makes up us and makes up this world, and since we are, you know, a collective creator, as it
yes.
were,
yes.
either conscious or unconscious that we're doing it,
yes.
whether we're projecting fear or whether we're projecting love or whether we're doing it on purpose or without purpose, we're still creators.
Exactly.
What is the smallest unit of dimension in energy?
Hmm.
And in other words, when you're going from one dimension, which is what, a point, two dimensions, which is a line or a square or a flat shape. As soon as you get 3D, as soon as you get something that's got shape, that has volume,
mm-hmm.
the smallest unit is the tetrahedron.
Indeed. Exactly.
That's the basic shape.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the tetrahedron tie into this energy? What are we supposed to do with this shape that keeps turning up over and over and over again in all these sacred geometries?
Yeah. Well, we'll go into it. It's complicated, but we'll to help it be understanding for people where they are, is that ultimately, yes, everything is holographic. Okay, so
yes.
all of the geometries and the entire universe is holographic. However, we're going to stretch you a little bit as well.
All right, let's go.
If you want to go beyond, just temporarily, this is the way to come back to what you're speaking of. But you first go to the infinite. You shoot to your infinite self, and then you come back, and then you become one with all of it is. Now you're one with the, and they're showing a decahedron. A decahedron, all the things you say, we have actually gone beyond three. We're no longer in 3D. The Earth is in 4D. So we're headed for 5. But Earth is in 4, and that just happened in the last, we'll say, 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, we're in 4D now. And so that's why we're going beyond, kind of helping people to sort of expand. But, yeah, we're in fourth dimension. And what's happening on the Earth right now is the opening to the fifth dimension, which is the age of Aquarius, which is the age of emotion. So this is why so much focus is around the emotional body all of a sudden. I mean, the people that know what's going on are starting to talk about emotions and feelings, because that is the age of Aquarius, which is water, which is feeling, which is the feminine, which is compassion. But the Earth right now is at a crossroad between the fourth and the fifth. It's not at the fifth dimension yet. But what we would rather have people do to help them to not get too mental is to go to their infinite self in creation, which is everything. So they're not limiting themselves with thought, because what's happened for a lot of people is they've tried so hard to do this mentally, but they're never going to get it mentally. They'll start to understand it more that way once you're getting it right now. Once we go to infinity, reconnect to the highest self, now we see everything, and then we can, yes, indeed, bring it down to the science, because you're right, everything comes down to the microcosm. It's all one.
Well, let's help everybody connect,
yes.
or at least recognize what this higher self might be.
Indeed.
Mankind has been led by a shaman of one sort or another since the beginning of time.
Yes.
Somebody in the village gets it,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of the people in the village don't get it.
Yes.
And so the ones that don't get it say, okay, well, you get it, so you be our leader. You be the shaman.
Right.
Well, that works out fine as long as the shaman is the shaman and he cares about the people.
That's right.
But what happens is the next shaman is a charlatan and is not connected.
That's right.
And so he's worried about losing his position as a shaman, and he wants to be a full-time shaman and not a part-time shaman, and that's going to take a little bit of money. So, by the way, if you'll just pass the straw hat there and throw a little money into it, I can take care of myself while I take care of your spiritual needs. And the next thing you know, you have a church and a religion.
Exactly.
And Lord knows, especially the Lord knows, we have too many religions on the earth right now, and they're all trying to do the same thing,
right.
none of which is leading the spiritual progression of the flock. It's more perpetuating the body of the church and the religion. So let's break off from that just a little bit and try to bypass the shaman.
Mm-hmm.
and make a direct connection here.
Yes,
just for the next 25 minutes on X Squared Radio, let's see if we can create an access point for the listener, and there will be millions of them out there over the next few months that listen to this program. How do we create an access point for those listeners so that they can tap into, directly, into this higher self?
Indeed.
How do we do that, Michelle?
Well, it's been given as a gift from Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we're going to go directly to Creator right now, because we have a direct link, and we are working through Prime Creation, or what you would call Prime Creator. Okay, Creator is right now taking back her kingdom. She right now, and we'll give you a download so you understand what happened in the last 2 days. Prime Creator has been trying to work her way back to the people for millions of years, saying, hey, what happened to my people? I mean, Prime Creator is in one dimension, and the humans are over here, and the bridge between this has been broken. So Prime Creator is saying, first of all, I'm taking my animals back. So the animals have already ascended. The animals are literally the first ones to go because they are the purest beings. The animals are purer, actually, than any other species on this earth we're speaking of. So the animals have already ascended. So what that means is they're completely protected, and if any kind of earth changes would happen, the animals will be out of here. They'll be completely fine because Prime Creator, see, there's so many things that Earth has prevented from happening because she did not want to harm her people.
Mm-hmm.
She did not want to spill out, you know, and have massive earth changes. She wanted to protect them, but she's reached a point where she's like, my people aren't respecting me. You know, they don't feel me. They don't think of me. They dump on me. They pollute me. And she's very patient, but there's something about ready to happen in the next 3 days, which we're going to speak of, but we want to catch everyone up to speed as to this current moment, because so much happened actually with her, where we've been working with her directly and saying, you know, it's about compassion for yourself. And this is, we're going to talk about why self-love and compassion are what most of the planet's been missing. See, the church took us through the what's called the Antichrist. Guess what the Antichrist is? Anti-self, which is anti-self-love.
Yes. See,
everything was to eject us from the self. But guess what our power is? The self. So if the power is the self, which is the highest self, then guess what that is? Self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to help, and people are going, yes, yes, yes. What's going to help people to reach to their highest self is to want themselves. They were programmed to not want themselves by the church, by the government, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole message is selflessness.
Yes, self-hatred.
It is service. It is sacrifice.
Self-hatred,
it is,
exactly.
You know, I just listened to this message just this last Sunday. I listened to it.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, wait a minute. I thought the two great commandments, the second one was to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Right.
You got to love yourself.
Exactly, first. This is, you know, this is where people go, boo, boo, when we say first, but there is no other. So when you love yourself, you're actually loving the earth, you're loving humanity, because you're taking care of yourself. This is where we were buffooned. See, if the church could get us to hate our bodies, hate ourselves, feel ashamed, not be sexual, not have money, all of these things, which even are in the New Age movement, which we've almost have a sin, it's like a sin if you have money, or a sin if you have
sex. Oh, I know it. Oh, yeah.
That's been part of the lie to keep us from power, because then we don't have any power. The light workers are so beautiful, and so few of them have power because they don't have money, they don't take care of their bodies, so they're very sick.
Mm-hmm.
I can relate. I walked through this. I thought I had to sacrifice and abolish myself of anything physical. I thought, oh, I have to be holy. I can't, you know, have money or have
a
relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So that was propagated through all powers that be, that through the church, through the government, and all the messages, hate yourself, buy this product because you're so ugly, you need this product, you're so ugly, you know. You see?
Yeah.
And people buy into it. They turn on the TV and they go, oh, I'm so smelly, I got to go buy this deodorant because I stink and I'm so horrible, and if I actually buy this deodorant and I smell good, someone will love me.
Yeah,
that's,
or I've loved myself with too much pumpkin pie.
Right.
And now I'm overweight.
Yes.
And so now I have to punish myself.
Yes.
And go through a lot of pain in order to get my weight down so that I look like what I'm supposed to look like and be
right.
Beautiful.
That's right. Yes, and look at the cycle. See, it's a cycle of addiction.
Oh, sure.
Round and round and round, and people are never getting off the wheel because...
No, you're never what you're supposed to be.
Right. That's why something had... This last week, where we all said to the councils, all right, something's got to come down here, because we're doing everything we possibly can to help people, and this is many, many people who serve humanity. And there's been so much separation, so...
So how do people access their higher self?
Right, just what we were going to say is reclaiming your highest self is to begin to desire it, to want it. See, that's the other thing is wanting is actually your power to create.
Yes.
Wanting out of where you stand right now is the beginning. And people say, oh, but I don't like that wanting thing. Well, see, because you were programmed not to want it. You see? You were programmed. Someone said to us, oh, I don't like that. I don't want to want. Because you were made to not want yourself because you were told you were ugly. And so what we want to do is get people to start to say, indeed, I want my power. I want me back. I want God back, and I want myself back. It starts with wanting to be different than where you are at this moment. It's that simple. It's one step. I don't like where I'm at. Okay, I want something else. I want a different reality. It's a choice. It's a choice. God gave us that choice. God does not interfere with us.
Oh, in fact, he cannot.
Right, he won't. He won't.
You know, I heard that just the other Sunday too. If you'll just turn it over to God, God will take care of everything. God will make everything right in your life.
Right.
Well, I understand that. I mean, I understand letting the universe or letting God pile, you know, your baskets full. But
yes,
when you get right down to it, God cannot interfere with any of the energy that you have created.
Right.
He can't stop it.
That's right. Because that's love. Love is allowing. I love you so much, I'm going to allow you to go through and figure it out until you're ready. I love you that much that I'm going to let you go through it until you're ready and raise your hand, and then you're ready to
How much restraint must it take for a being with that much power and that much ability and that much consciousness to restrain himself from stopping you from hurting? Or from hurting yourself or hurting another, he must allow it to happen.
Right. I mean, it's been part of the, again, the propagation of what had to happen here. But we want to add something, and we're feeling this in from Creator right now. But Creator, even herself or himself, desires for us to return. So it is not that the Creator is without desire. The Creator desires for us to come home. And she's just saying, all right, come home when you're ready. But she desires to reunify. So it's actually not just us going to her, but her coming to us.
Ah, okay. So now we're getting to the higher self energy.
Right.
Now this higher self energy is being poured out homogeneously over the universe and over the earth, and maybe from the inside of the earth.
Yes.
And it is... non-preferential. It's kind of interesting because when I talk to inventors, and I do this all the time in my real day job, they say, well, I've had this great idea, and I want to hurry up and patent it because I want to, you know, make sure nobody steals my idea. And I try to get across to them, look, this idea is not yours. It existed already in the universe, all right? What's happened is you've resonated with it, and you've now... have the ability to physically create that, whether it's a machine or a technology or whatever. But there are thousands and thousands of beings across the earth that got the same message.
That's correct.
And they may be inventing the same thing, only with clay or metal or glass or water or whatever, or with just drawings or mathematics. They're interpreting it different because they have a different experience. They have a different life tool that allows them to solidify that idea in this dimension. So the idea that you're going to patent it and say, oh, this is mine, and I'm going to make all the money off it, that's probably the wrong energy to have.
Yes.
This higher self that we want to tap into, this thing that somehow holds that image or that dream that we want to be, I really want to stress the word be, not have. When I ask people what your dream is, so I want to have lots of money and I want to have a big house. and so my next question is, okay, so when the money comes and then you get the big house, then you're ready to die? That's it? You know, you're dead then, right? You're finished.
Right.
And they get the strangest look on their face, like, well, no, I mean, I want to live in the big house.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're trying to shift, and I think you've got it, Michelle, you've got it, that people need to shift away from the holograph, the illusion of this world,
yes,
and concentrate on the word be. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a songwriter. I want to be an architect. I want to be a healer, or I want to be a counselor.
Sure.
Now you're talking something that's a process,
right,
and not something physical that you hold in your hand. Like, I want to have a Ferrari, or I want to have a big house, or I want to have a nice piece of property on the beach. That's all physical stuff, and it's all have stuff, and it's all a result of being.
Sure.
But you can't just be without the doing, right? You got to do to be, right?
Well, indeed, yes. And it starts with becoming the self, with
okay,
a capital S. See, what we've lost on Earth is self. Again, if we go back to what's the Antichrist, it's the anti-self. See, Jesus said, even the least among you can do greater things. He was just trying to teach people to be self, which was one, okay? What happens is, and we just want you to feel into this, Creator does not judge anything as greater or less, or, oh, they're lowly, they want that, and the other people over here are better because they want this. Creator says, whatever they want, I'll give them. Okay, so they're basically creating whatever they want. So if actually the Ferrari is all they want, a point will come where they will go, ooh, this isn't enough, I want more. See, they may drive around the Ferrari and then be 50 and be in the Ferrari and go, boy, I feel empty.
Yeah.
Now they might reach for more. So God bless them. If they start with the Ferrari, start with the Ferrari, okay? Shoot to yourself, however, which wants everything, because what happens is when you become the self, it isn't so much even about an identity in terms of a work role or like, oh, I want to be a healer, because what happens as self is you become self, which could be almost non-identified. But out of that expression as self, you might become a healer. You might become a teacher. You might be the greatest TV broadcaster that ever was, but you won't know that until you find out what your highest self is.
Yeah.
Then the highest self might be, like, we'll use Oprah for an example. She's a great example. She is living her highest self.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a lot of material goods, but it's okay because that is her role, and her mission is to be an example of all the worlds connected, and she helps a ton of people by being rich more than if she was poor.
Oh, yes.
But she does start first with her highest self. She's on purpose. She's someone that we could say on this planet who is living her purpose as above, so below. She has showed in the physical plane that you can be in love with God and be spiritual and still have money and help the earth. She's a very good example. Now, she's not perfect. No one is. The reason why we would never want to be perfect or be done is because we want to keep evolving. We want to be ever new, ever new, ever new, which is when we are infinity, when we are our higher self. Even Oprah is always longing for more. She wants more. It's like, okay, I want to keep evolving as a spirit, and she does. She's amazing. She's so tapped. She works with channelers. She works with Abraham. She's reaching for the stars because she wants to evolve personally. She doesn't even look at her TV show for her is about 1% of her evolution. She goes, oh, you guys think that's just what I'm about? She goes, absolutely. I've got a whole other life going on over here that nobody even knows about.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, don't we all? I mean,
yeah.
I talk to my engineer friends, and I interview a lot of them, you know, for various projects. And one of the questions I ask them, okay, what's your side job?
Yes.
They go, what?
Yes.
No, what is it you really want to build? I mean, yeah, we're going to hire you. We're going to, you know, take care of your earthly needs, your daily bread, that kind of thing. I know you're going to do great things for us and design assembly lines and tanks and all that stuff. But what are you working on in your garage?
Yes.
What is your real desire? What do you want to build?
Exactly.
Why are you an engineer?
Right.
And that's when I get the neatest answers. And it's usually that answer that makes my mind up whether I want to hire them or not.
That's exactly right, because everyone on some level knows everything. They know it. They have a memory. And when you start to literally, not just with thought, say, oh, I'm my highest self, but you're actually literally reconnected back in creation.
Uh-huh.
You have to be reconnected back, but you have to say, I want it. I'm ready for it. And it means being all that you are. for some people that might be too much. I mean, like, I don't want to be all that I am. I think I'll just stay on the couch. That's okay.
Yeah, I do. Mean, I do see people that have an allergic reaction to that connection. It's sort of like, oh, I got a shock off of that.
Yes, it might be too much. That's okay. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of light. But what the guides are coming in saying, but everyone, we want everyone to know that our joy only is from our highest self.
Yeah.
Our greatest joy is being who we are. Little children, like little kids. Why are little kids so happy running around? They have so much energy because they are connected.
So how do we get disconnected? What happens along the way?
Oh.
Where do we become rational? What grown-up says, no,
yes,
you can't feel that, you can't think that, you got to get a job.
That's right. Welcome to Earth. I mean, this has been Earth. This has been the program here, which why all of these beautiful masters, Jesus, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, they all came here to say, be more. Remember. They just came here to say, remember, this isn't who you are. Why are all these light workers working so hard? Because they're trying to help everyone to just regain who they are, regain your facets, be your highest self.
I was talking to someone the other day, and we'll get more into this in our second hour. We are talking about the union of the polarity, which was the formation of this earth, being born, you know, much like a child is born. Okay, you're the spirit person, but you're also this fleshy thing that has to be fed, you know, protein and carbohydrates and keep itself from danger. The earth is the same way. But now the earth is reaching this point where the spirit and the body are going to separate, like what we would do if we went through a physical death. And so the two earths, this higher vibrational earth and lower vibrational earth, are getting ready to separate. And the description from some of my friends and some of my researchers is this is going to be cataclysmic. I mean, there are going to be 300-mile-an-hour winds. There's going to be terrible solar flares, big gravitational pulses out of the center of the galaxy as we pass the galactic plane, as we near the birthing of the dawning of the age of Aquarius. But then, I have to throw in, but look, you know, there are light workers on the earth, and their energy, the teaching that they're doing, and the number of souls that they're turning away from the fear, the dark side, the three-dimensional side of the human experience, more toward the fourth and fifth dimensional aspect, have the ability to shift that cataclysm away from a more physical experience to a more spiritual experience.
Yes.
So I guess my question to you is, I don't really want to go into in the next hour, as we make this connection with our higher selves and we understand that we really can create, that we really are creators, that we really are source,
yes,
do we have the power to change the physical aspects of the universe?
Yes. And we even have another thought for you, which we can go into in the next hour, is we can even go beyond these two parallel Earths at this time. We have actually shifted in creation at this moment. The two parallels have changed, and we want to speak to that, of what's going on in ascension right now on Earth, because we've gone beyond that polarity. And right now, the parallels are no longer what we thought they were. This happened in the last 24 hours.
So we're definitely going to go into that.
Yeah.
My guest tonight is Michelle Denman, and you're listening to X Squared Radio. And there are several ways to become involved in this program, and believe me, we want you to be involved. We feel you out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in toll-free anywhere in the U.S., 877-270-8714. Anywhere toll-free in Canada, 888-228-4494. And anywhere else on the planet or off planet, if you can get a signal to a cell phone tower anywhere, you can get to us at 530-413-4511. And also, if you're using Windows Messenger Live, just look for me. I'm Vision Officer out there. Just log into Messenger Live, put in Vision Officer, and you can send us questions without being exposed on the air. I won't tell your name, but I will share your question. So that's where we're going to go in our next hour. And we will take about a 3-minute break right now on X Squared Radio. We'll be back.
One of the things we have learned here at X Squared Radio from our emails is that many listeners to this program are educators and students. Well, we have recently added a great affiliate for you. The Academic Superstore is the place where you can buy software, neat tools and gadgets, and even supplies such as calculators and iPod peripherals at huge discounts. The best things for the classroom and for the student are just a tax-free click away. All you have to do is click the Academic Superstore sign at X Squared Radio and start saving.
And welcome back to X Squared Radio. We're coming to you live from Spokane, Washington tonight. My guest is Michelle Denman. I want to also let you know if you've ever thought about owning a telescope, I mean a really good telescope, well, the folks at the Discovery Store can provide you the world's best telescopes at great discounts and free shipping. If you ever thought about getting a Christmas present for your teenager that has great ramifications and opens the windows of curiosity, a telescope is a great gift. And they have come a long way, you know. Most of the comets discovered in the last 50 years were found by amateurs. You see, all those big telescopes are contracted for years to come by government grants. They're not looking for near-Earth objects. It's the small telescopes in the backyards, and these are very sophisticated instruments, and they can be had at very reasonable prices. In fact, if you've ever looked at the sun through a coronoscope, really looked at the live sun through this telescope, it is phenomenal. It'll take your breath away. It's so beautiful. And who knows? You might just save the planet. So plan a trip to the Discovery Store at X Squared Radio. Just click on that banner ad there, and they'll hook you right up. It's one of our affiliates, and we appreciate them. And also, don't forget, as you're printing out those Christmas cards and letters to your loved ones this season, you might just run out of ink. If you do that on your inkjet printer, make sure to click on the 123 Inkjets link at X Squared Radio and pick yourself up a very inexpensive replacement cartridges. I just replaced the cartridges on my printer. I went to Walmart once, and it was like $90 to replace both cartridges. I just did it through 123 Inkjets for $35. Really incredible savings. Don't spend your money on ink. Spend your money on gifts. Go to 123 Inkjets. You'll like it. And unfortunately or fortunately, some people may find themselves the victim of some kind of disaster, whether it's a flood or a storm. Recently in my neck of the woods, there were 5 tornadoes in our neighborhood. Fortunately, didn't touch our older section, but some others did suffer. If that happens to you, you really become painfully aware that you don't have what it takes to survive in those kinds of conditions. That's why we found NitroPak. NitroPak's been around for more than 19 years. They're the best in the business. They provide everything from 72-hour kits to whole year supply food for a single person or a family. They've got it packaged. They've got it priced. They're the best in the business. So we want you to click on the NitroPak link at X Squared Radio and pick up some of those supplies that will help you in times of need, or someone you know that goes through a disaster like that. Sometimes they just lose everything and they need something to get them by for a week or two. You'll have it on hand. Go to NitroPak at X Squared Radio. And also, those of you that have purchased volumes 1 or 2 and or 2 of The Ark of Millions of Years, you'll be happy to know that the final book in the trilogy, called Unlocking the Secret, is now at the publisher. It'll be off the presses in a few weeks. We'll make sure, especially if you have read Volumes 1 or Volumes 2 or the proud owners thereof, we'll give you a discount to get you into Volume 3 and let you finish the journey of learning those things about our Earth and our relationship to it and the universe that the ancients have been trying to tell us all along. So make sure to get in touch with us if you have those two books. We'll make sure that you get your hands on that one as well. My guest is Michelle Denman. To say she is a channeler would be an understatement. She is connected into higher energies in a way that I have not seen in my many years on this planet, many people that I have met touring around the country. And I'm overjoyed to have her here on the program tonight. We want you to call in, so we're providing all the numbers possible, and even Instant Messenger. If you want to get onto Windows Instant Messenger, look for me. I'm Vision Officer. Just type in your question, and we'll make sure to get it asked. Again, the toll-free number is toll-free U.S., 877-270-8714. Canada, 888-228-4494. And many people have unlimited long distance, or they have cell phones. Please give us a call, 530-413-4511. If you can't remember those numbers, just go to x2-radio.com, and they're right there on the cover. Or you can go to bbsradio.com and tap in and listen live, either one of those websites. Michelle, last hour we talked about real-world access to the higher selves and a change, a shift, a massive acceleration and rebirth in the inner earth that has taken place really recently.
Yes.
And you said that something is going to happen in 3 days.
Yes.
Let's see if we can't light that up this hour.
Okay. Let's go into this so that we can just help everyone understand. Again, we want to bring it back to help people to trust what they've been feeling. Most of the people that are dialing in, they have a feeling that, you know, definitely something major is going on. There's also been a great feeling of restlessness, like fatigue and, oh, I'm getting impatient and could something happen, please? Because the light workers that do this work consciously day and night, and we know many of them personally, day and night they're helping humanity. Day and night they're helping the earth. They're saying, God, does something change? We want to see something change in the physical. We want to see concrete evidence of all the work that we're doing, that we'd see a change in the government, or we'd see all of a sudden first contact. You know, first contact being when the fleet could finally come in. And that's what many of the light workers on earth have been doing, is to prepare the way for the space ships to come and greet us. That is actually one of the main focuses on the earth in terms of, we'll say, the people that are really doing some of the most prominent light work on planet Earth,
mm-hmm,
are literally linked up with the fleet.
Okay. Now the fleet.
Mm-hmm.
Please elaborate, because many people right now are having dreams.
Yes.
They can't remember the dreams, but they can remember the ripples or the effects of them. And I have heard people observe people who were sleeping and interacting in these dreams, and they're actually speaking with beings that are off planet.
That's right.
Before we get into that, we do have a caller. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, Gail from Tennessee.
Hi, Gail. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have a question?
Really enjoying the show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question for your guest. I think she's absolutely just phenomenal and wonderful. We certainly need your input from your higher powers in this given situation that planet Earth and we are in right now. I have several questions.
Okay.
Last week, up here, I'm in the mountains, the Smoky Mountains, I actually heard Mama Earth breathing. I felt her heartbeat was audible to me. And, you know, and then I started hearing, it was like the whole ground was vibrating. And this was from like 3 o'clock in the morning on, and it lasted for about an hour. And so I wasn't going to say anything to my husband the next morning, you know, when we were having coffee. He brought it up because I thought, God, you know, maybe life's really, I have just lost it, you know. And he made the same comment. He said it woke him up out of the bed. He felt the whole earth vibrating under the house. But prior to that, I heard a heartbeat of her. Could you explain that maybe to me, what in the world is going on?
You're right on. First of all, thank you for your very pure heart. You are a very pure being. And what happens, dear, is that people such as yourself, the earth will reveal herself to. Because, well, we'll tell you why. Because you don't have an agenda. You're coming from a pure heart. And earth will give these signs to people that truly are pure love. And this is why she allowed you. The earth only allows certain people to see her because she knows that this person has a good heart, pure heart. What you are witnessing there, and we can actually almost probably register it, was the same moment that we were working with the heart of the earth. Right now, the heart of the earth is waking up. And it's in the center. So you are experiencing for the first time her pulse. She has been in tremors. She has been in weakness. Like as if someone would have, we'll say, heart fatigue. So you witnessed the beginning of her heart starting to beat.
Wow.
And that was a real...
You know, Gail, the strangest thing, Saturday...
I'm getting goosebumps from that.
This is just the beginning.
The strangest thing happened Saturday, Gail. I was out early in the morning, just after dawn, and there was a flagpole that didn't have a flag on it, and there was no wind. It was completely breezeless sky.
Uh-huh.
I looked at the flagpole, and it looked like a guitar string. It was going, it was wobbling like a, like a sine wave. The center of it was wobbling back and forth, and I said, what in the world is making that flagpole vibrate like that?
Uh-huh.
You're exactly right.
Yes, and it will often happen in the middle of the night. It's 3 a.m. is a very big time. This is why most light work is
energetic time. Yeah.
Yes, very strong between, let's say, 2 a.m., 4 a.m., depending on what time zone you're in. That's a very powerful time. And Earth allowed you to feel her pulse because, again, you are so pure. And so you are witnessing the miracle.
So that I was allowed to be part of that witnessing of that miracle, huh?
Yes, she's not going to reveal
my husband
to
too.
Anybody. She will not reveal it. She's smart, you know. She's not just going to go, oh, look at me, you know, everybody. She's very, very smart. She's a conscious, breathing being. And, yes, indeed, you were one of the witnesses. We had the same experiences. We witnessed the same thing over here. It was
you
began to feel her heartbeat. You're right on.
Wow. So I'm not crazy then.
No, you're very in touch, and you're a very pure soul. You're very light. So you have a very light vibration, which makes it easier for her to also receive with you. She's working with you directly.
Wow. And I've been told, too, that part of the reason I'm here is to work with, and that I was, I had a property just literally drop into my hands, and the money was there the same day that I had to close on the house. Didn't know where it was going to come from, so it was meant for me to be here.
Wow.
But I'm actually working to restore some very large crystals under this mountain that will help with firing the grid again.
Yes. And a suggestion for you, if that is okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you mind hearing? Please be private about some of the things you're going to start doing just in your own personal circles. I will tell you why. When something's in the process of manifesting, something of this magnitude of power, you want to keep it somewhat quiet because not everyone's ready to hear it. So you might tell a few people close to you, but quietly go and do this with the troubadours. You're working with ancient Atlantis at this time. This is about activating Atlantis. So not everyone's ready for that to hear it. So go ahead and do it, but do it.
I pretty much stay to myself and remain quiet about these kind of things. We chit-chat about normal things. I try to plant little seeds to wake people up so that they can follow their journey. But, you know, we're really kind of past teaching now. It's time to do.
You've got it. And we're being given assignments right now. And your assignment is to go about your father's business and do this. And it's going to activate something very powerful. And so they're saying... to tell you, please do it treading quietly, dear. They're saying tread quietly.
Right.
Like, be quiet. You know, the mystics are often doing these things very quietly.
I've been under attack by the dark forces.
Exactly.
They certainly don't want to see the change come about.
Exactly. So this is why we do this in sovereignty, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But I always feel like that part of my Palladian family is right above the house every night, guarding me.
You're pretty well.
Okay.
Yes, you
Thank
are.
You, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gail. Okay, let me get back to my question. So these I'm going to call them off-worlders or other dimensionals or whatever you want to call them, observers have actually seen sleeping people holding a conversation in a remote, in a different language, mm-hmm. not a language of this earth.
Yes.
What's going on, Michelle?
Well, these are very connected people, first of all. The fact that they can receive in this way, they're very, what we call, let's say, galactic citizens. There are many beings that are of the galactic energy that have come into a body, and they're not from here. And so these people that are communicating with the ships, we cannot underestimate how important that is. See, it's not about them saving us. We are actually more powerful in a body, and we're reporting to them.
Yes.
They're not here to save us. We're here to say, we're on Earth, we know what's going on, and we're, we are reporting stations for the galactic. So these people are reporting stations, literally going to sleep at night and reporting, hey, here's what's happening. We are letting them know.
Do you think they're given messages too? Okay, when you wake up, this is what we want you to concentrate on for the next 72 hours.
Indeed. It's a collaboration, you know, back to co-creating.
Collaboration.
So this is where we want to help people get their power again. You know, we even give our power to all of the light beings and thinking, oh, they're wonderful and we give them all the power. No, they're saying, hey, you went in the body, good luck. You know, it's like this is the masters are in the body right now. Every incarnate of some of the highest masters are now in the body. See, we think they're out there and they're working in the space. They're now standing in creation in a physical body because they had to be in a body because we cannot do this if we're not in the body. So the communication stations are absolutely vital. I mean, we can't just do one or the other. Again, it's a linking between heaven and earth. And so we need that linkage and be able to communicate to source.
Another caller. Three.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the next level with this, but we do have a caller on the line. Caller, your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Brooke. This is Haya from Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Wonderful. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Listen, I had a few ideas. When you were talking about how people need to become more enlightened and how they, I think it's just a very, the beginning of enlightenment, because I think once you start opening yourself up, then you need to something to kind of help you open up into, to raise your level to a different dimension, such as like happened to myself this summer in the sanctuary, where I felt an incredible energy, and it just opened me up. Now I've come back home, and I'm taking pictures of orbs. I'm taking pictures of incredible ectoplasm. I haven't seen it ever before. It's
wow.
Like everything's just opening up.
Wonderful.
And what was it
that
unlocked it for you?
Yeah, well, I think maybe that's what people need, to be in a place, a spiritual place, where there's a high positive energy where they can open up and bring them up to that next level.
That would definitely help. Yes. You're right on, and that and you're also a very high soul there, so you have at your ability to receive much more than what maybe the majority on the planet would. We're speaking to probably 89% of the population that may not have the resources to get to, say, a sacred spot, or they're actually, honestly, can't get off their couch. And then we're, I mean, we actually have so much compassion because some people don't have the advancement of the soul. See, there are some souls, and we'll say there is about 11%, that they're already there. And like someone like yourself, you're very advanced. You're just very sovereign. You are sovereign. Thank God you're here. What you're here to show us is that you're holding that sovereignty and very calmly, very much in peace, saying, I'm just going about my Father's business, and I'm living, and I'm having this experience. And the other 89% are in complete torment.
They're
so we're
denial.
Trying to help the 89% to find themselves right where they are, even if right now they're sitting on their couch and have apps. Some of them are handicapped. Some of them actually don't have the money. A lot of them are on Social Security. They don't have the money to even get on a plane to go anywhere. So we want to give something to creation. That means every single person in creation that could right now receive their highest self, even sitting on their couch right now, because they're physically may not be able to get anywhere. We see so many people's resources are depleted at this time. They don't have money. They don't. Some of them are barely.
Well, it basically boils down to the power of the mind and the heart.
Indeed. But if you realize from your very heart that you physically don't have the capacity to reach the level that a lot of people can. And so what we're trying to do is help as many people as we can, like literally considering all. And you are holding it, like you are in that sovereign state. And a lot of people right now are processing so much sadness and emotion that they can't, they're so depressed that they can't even like imagine what your life would be like in their experience. Like this, we're speaking kind of for the many and the all. We don't even have the ability to feel their heart or mind because they're either on medication, they're in depression. This is a lot of light workers, in fact, a lot of, because we work with them on a daily basis, a lot of the light workers are medicated on antidepressants that we work with.
Well, it's an epidemic in North America, it seems. But as a 15-year hospice volunteer, I find even people in that state, it doesn't matter if you're literally in a comatose situation. People sometimes are more aware than people really realize.
Oh, sure.
They are. They
oh,
are.
Yeah.
They are. It's not that they're not aware, dear. It's they don't know how. A lot of people call us and go, I don't know, I just don't know what to do. I don't know how. I don't know how to get from point A to point B. We're talking, and these are very powerful people, very beautiful. They're professors, they're doctors, they're lawyers, and they're also light beings, and they don't know how to go to the next level. So we determined that a solution needed to come into planet Earth as a whole, because most of these people, although they know it conceptually or mentally, they don't know how to reconnect back to the galactic, or connect back to God. But the possibility is there. They just don't know how.
Maybe if they have to learn how to open up and not be frightened.
Yeah, no fear.
Absolutely.
The fear is the biggest, you know,
right.
Basically it's the most difficult thing to overcome, because the harder it becomes to overcome something, when you can, then you can step forward, and as you close one door, the other one opens.
Yes. And a lot of them have a contract on Earth that they won't shift till everybody does. And you've probably heard this before when someone says, well, until the last person on the planet's happy, I won't be, because they came in with a contract. See, a lot of the light workers that are here on Earth are not really from here, and they came with a contract to help the all. So they're suffering just as much as the people they came here to help. And some of them have a contract that does not allow them to get to this point until everybody does. This is why everything's been on hold. Why is it taking so long? Why is it that everyone says, oh, today's the day, it's going to all shift, and then we're like, oh, we have another 3 weeks to wait. The light workers that work with the planet are saying, God, we constantly are on hold. It feels like it just takes so long where we all, you know, emancipate. It's because, and there's a lot of reasons for that. We'll go into that, actually, when we talk more about what we were going to talk about before. We can go into the depths of that. But there's a reason for this, why we're all on hold. And we're not really on hold, but there's, and the grant, if we're looking at the bigger picture, most of the humans are not happy.
Mm. Well, listen, while I have both of you on the line, I have someone who has typed me a question.
Yes.
They're saying that when they listen to a meditation CD,
yes,
and they project or connect with this higher love, they're getting a kind of heart hit, like their heart almost does a thump.
Yes.
And this writer is saying it's a little unnerving. And they say it only happens when I'm feeling emotions of love or generating them. So what's happening to this person physically?
Oh, amazing callers that you have, first of all. The level of evolution of these souls are incredible, because we also can see your evolution, you know, those of us that are calling in. These are very high souls who are literally holding the earth together. So this soul who actually feels the thump is actually literally a creation being. This is a creator being, this person, this meditation person. And is actually not just connecting way out there, but literally bringing that love here. And the thump is when it activates.
Wow.
Yes. It's like
activating
boom-pah,
the heart,
you know,
chakra.
Exactly. It's like prumpa. You know, we feel it where it actually brings it to this world. So these are some amazing people here. Amazing people out there.
Wow.
So maybe they shouldn't be frightened, because maybe that is just, you know, there's always, you know, there's a, you know, you do something, there was a cause and effect. So maybe that's the effect that one has when their heart chakra kicks in.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
Indeed.
That's a good point. And I think they'll acknowledge that, too, in writing to me. But, you know, the heart's one of those more sensitive organs, and when it does something that we're not used to, it can be a little unnerving. So you people out there that are having physical resonations with your body, as you're making these spiritual connections to other realms of energy, they might be a little unnerving, but here you have two experts on with us right now who are saying it's probably natural.
And it means you're connected. If you're getting connections in your physical, you are very connected, because the body is the last place that something shows up. So if it's manifesting your body, you're doing pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a powerful sign.
It's like sound, you know, when you listen to the Tibetan monks,
yes,
the sacred chant, and as they use when they use their voices to a certain tonal level, it will vibrate through the whole body.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
And it activates different chakras.
Exactly. Yes.
Powerful stuff. Thanks for calling in, Gail. Gail's one of our almost regular callers now. She's calling in a couple times a month, and we really appreciate you.
Very wonderful people. Your law of attraction is working quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you're saying that these people who talk with these off-worlders,
yeah,
in this other language, that they're actually not from here. And are they talking to their home world? Or are they talking to people who they've interacted with on other worlds? And if you can, I don't know if you can do this or not, can you tell us why the off-worlders are working through these individuals for this world at this time?
Well, indeed. It's actually, let's think in terms of multiplicity. Okay, creation is multiple layers, so it's multidimensional.
Mm-hmm.
We have sort of a consciousness that thinks that perhaps they're just working with one level. Let's look at it at multiple levels. We are multidimensional beings. Therefore, we can multidimensionally be in a body and be connecting with multiple worlds at the same time because, again, it's all connected. So the people that are doing this pretty much on a daily basis, because we know many that are, and this person, experiences you're talking about that we sense they are, they have a
Hello?
Contract. Indeed.
Oh, hang on. I didn't know we had a caller.
We have a caller.
All right. Caller, your first name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name's Jared. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm 17, calling in, first-time caller, first-time listener.
Wonderful. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi. I got really excited when you started to talk about people and contact points and everything, because I'm a person that's kind of in a no place life where I sleep 12 hours a day, and I do have memories of going other places during my sleep. And it's really funny to hear, you know, guys mention that, and I've been compelled to listen to the program. I missed last weekend.
Are these waking memories, or are these dreaming memories that you have of other places?
Actually, there's another thing I'd like to say about is a lot of the memories I have, and yes, I can remember them when I'm waking and half the time when I'm sleeping. I'm pretty sure everyone's experienced that when they dream. But I have memories and experiences in my mind where I actually visit the interior of the Earth, which is a lot of your research is about, and I've been really excited to read a lot of it, and it gives me a lot of physical insight, because you're so about the science and more physical aspects of everything,
yeah,
where I've been taught and believed crazy ways of my own self.
You're a pretty powerful being. You're doing it consciously.
Yeah.
I'm being shown you're a very conscious troubadour. You're a navigator. And,
yeah,
dear, I have to ask you something, because they're telling me that you need to move. Now, you physically, where you're located, you're getting ready to move.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the past few months, I've had dreams of having to leave all my shit and run.
Yeah,
and there's symbolism that would be inside.
You're very powerful, and wow, you are really an amazing being. You're doing this all consciously. You have incredible powers of telepathy. You're literally telepathically linked to what we're speaking of about this being in contact thing. You're doing it. You're there. I mean, you're completely connected, and you're connecting with other worlds. You're literally helping this planet directly, and you're the one, you know, we've been talking about the next 3 days. Hang on, buddy, because you're one of us, and... he's one of the, like, oh, you are amazing. I'm just blown away by the people calling in, because you are a part of what's happening on this planet right now. And you're telepathically connecting to multiple worlds.
I'm very telepathic or psychic, whatever you say, and
very.
I get a lot of I was really surprised earlier in the show with that the fourth dimension had opened. It's something I've been feeling strongly happening within the next year, 2008.
That's right.
I've been seeing a lot of crazy stuff where all the stuff we've been on just comes in, but it's all kind of crazy in my head, and I don't know.
You're tapped in. You are very tapped in.
Doug, do you write these down, or do you paint or draw or something? Can you kind of slow the thoughts down and try to get it more concrete?
If you'd add me on MSN, I'll send you a piece of my artwork, which I would personally, from my own personal research and experience, I would equate it to the people that speak in different languages. I can scribble it down in crazy artwork. If you give I can't exactly get you a contact on MSN, but I'll try to after I hang up.
Yeah, okay, no problem. And email me that artwork, because I'm really interested in that. I know sometimes you get this, and Michelle will attest to this, you get this chaotic energy that's flowing so fast that your mouth can't keep up with it, but if you'll slow your hand down to it, it'll come out in some concrete expression, like artwork or poetry or something.
It's coming through him so fast. Like, it's at galactic speed, because we can see how it connects. You're a very connected, dear. Unbelievably so, actually.
One thing I've been really struggling with is I know all this stuff and I feel all this stuff more than anyone else we could, or at least that would consciously, and I'm kind of stuck in a physical position with a family that doesn't do anything for me.
What we're trying to say here tonight, Doug, is you're not stuck here. You chose to be here, and you're in this form so that it makes you extremely powerful in this world. So don't say, I can't wait to check out of this life. You're here. Make the most of it.
No. What I meant was your caller, I'm sorry, I'm really bad with name. She said all this stuff is going down, and I've been feeling it. And as she said, I need to move. I don't know. What else do they need to tell me? Because I'm certainly hearing it on multiple levels.
Yeah, you're right with us, dear. You're actually, you're going to feel what's going on, and get ready. Because you're ready to catapult pretty strongly. So just get ready. You'll be guided. And we're literally on the edge of it right now, but you will be guided. And you're doing very well. And I also need to send you a thank you from the heavenly beings. They directly wish to thank you. And they say thank you for all you've given and all you've done. And you have done so much. And we are very grateful for your presence.
Well, they're always listening. I hear it all the time.
Yes.
It's nice to hear someone.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I think that's all I have to say today. I'll definitely give a call back next weekend. I plan on listening if I can.
Oh, wonderful.
And talk about some inner earth stuff. I'll try to get that done for you.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
I'll be listening to the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, gosh, these connected beings are out there.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Normally, people would just listen to the whole program and not want to, disturb the surface of the water, so to speak. They just want to listen. But you've really got them turned on, Michelle. Something about this connection with other intelligences who maybe never lived and died here. Maybe they lived and existed physically on another world, or maybe they still exist physically and they have extremely long lifespans. And you say they're traveling in ships. Are we actually connecting with beings in ships?
Yes. The ships themselves, there's many, many, many different shapes and forms, but some of them are like holographic, because they may not be physical. Like we think, well, it'll be like this physical fly saucer, or, we'll see something actual physical. But it's think of things in terms of a light body. That's what the guides want to present right now, is a light body. We can be holographic. So although they appear to have a body, they're very translucent when we see them in other dimensions. They're almost shimmery looking, some of them. Sometimes they will come in color. Sometimes they will come in a shape, and we'll actually see like things we've seen on Star Wars. The people that channel these films are very tapped in. They're very connected, because a lot of what we see out in the other realms looks a lot like the Battlestar Galactica film or Star Wars. You know, these ships look very similar. But
well,
they're energy ships.
There's so much. And I'm not a channeler. I'm honestly just trying to solidify all this in the limited amount of time that we have. It appears as though these beings or these civilizations are becoming involved in this planet.
Indeed.
Because this planet's getting ready to go through this birthing change that you're talking about. Or maybe it's a death, or maybe it's a reset of the clock.
Yes.
But there were ancient civilizations here on this world that knew that was coming. The Mayans set it in stone so that we would not miss it, so that we would be extremely conscious that it was coming.
Yes.
And I guess the thing is that what is it that's coming? Is it a great cataclysm? Is it a great rapture? Is it something destructive to the life on this planet? And is this a parallel universe that we need to step into to avoid it? Or, you know, help us understand what's going to happen.
There's a lot happening. And what we'll say is that in the work, those that work directly with creation, when they're able to witness what's going on in creation, they see changes happen by the millisecond.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll say, oh, here's where we're going. 5 minutes later, it has now gone to something else. Now, it may not always be that common that it's always changing.
We have another caller.
Well, there we go. Go ahead and finish your thought, and then we'll bring the caller in.
But this is something that there's no accidents of what's occurring, but it's going to take us a little longer if we go into this, but there's something that happened in the last 24 hours that is actually changing the reality as we know it, because those that diagnose creation know something's got to happen pretty fast. We don't have time to wait anymore. We don't have time for a couple more years. That is our opinion. Something's got to happen pretty quick.
That means we've got to make things happen.
Oh, yeah. It's been accelerated, and we need to go into that when we have a little more time, because it's to explain what just happened.
Okay. Caller, your first name and where you're calling from.
Sharon in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Hi. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I wanted to take a moment to thank you so much for your show.
Well, I appreciate that more than you know.
I live in a small community, and everybody lives in a box. And when I listen to your show, this is what I'm going through. This is what I am living. And I have, like, nobody to share this with.
Well, you're sharing
so
with the world right now.
I just wanted to say thank you for your show. I am so grateful.
Well, the gratitude is mine. The gratitude is mine. Your energy, your awareness is felt here, and if we are successful, it will be directly because you are listening and your energy is permeating out there. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I think that's very nice. I had a question real quick, if I may.
Yes.
How do you say this? With all the things that are going on now in the world, how can we change looks like it's coming down?
Perfect
with the
question.
War in Iraq and the possible Iran? How can we have an impact? I mean, I understand holding our space and our energy, et cetera, but how can we have a larger impact?
That's a perfect question.
Yes.
I couldn't have worded it any better.
Michelle. Oh, thank you, because I'm sort of stumbling for words.
Yes.
No, we have the perfect caller who says she lives in a box in Pennsylvania and feels like, you know, she's inconsequential, and yet she feels a great sense of responsibility, and she wants to apply it to change things.
Yes.
What do we do, Michelle?
Yeah, thank you, because it's that responsibility. Our greatest gift to humanity is to be ourselves. See, again, we come back to self-love. This is where we were taught to look outside of ourselves and think the problem's out there. Although there's a massive problem out there, some things we are helpless to fix that are out there. But what we can be responsible for is our own inner domain. When we choose to be our highest self in creation, let's say, and you're getting it, thank you. When I love myself, I am showing the rest of the world that I am love. I am not war, because self-love is the opposite of war. So if you're vibrating as love with the self, with God, you just deleted a bunch of war from Earth. Because see, we are. You see, so love yourself, dear. It includes us serving. We always want to be of service. But it starts with our highest self, where we say, today is the day for me. I'm going to love myself because I will be an example to planet Earth. Because Christ did this. Christ loved himself very much.
And
he showed the world love, but he was also very much a lover. He was very much in love because he knew who he was. And if we choose to love ourselves right now and say, I love my... Here's why. This is what they're saying. This is a victory right now. If right now everyone said, I love myself, guess what? We would not allow abuse from the government. We would get up and say, we're not taking this crap anymore because we love ourselves.
Right.
We don't want to be abused.
This is my point,
We would change the planet right now. If everyone said, I love myself, there would be no more abuse because they'd have nothing to use, you see? So self-love is liberating. Because I don't want to be abused. I don't want these gas prices. I don't want to live on a planet, you know, that is this. So it's like that's our power to create. Our power is that we are the creator.
You know, or to feel that, we live in fear, the gas prices, a pending war in Iran.
Yeah, we feel powerless.
What Russia's doing.
Look how crazy it is, dear. There's these gas prices and nobody's doing anything. Well, we got to...
I know.
Right?
This is I sit here with my mouth open.
Right.
What is going
on? We'll do anything. Everybody gets up and is like, okay. And because we don't love ourselves. If we love ourselves, we would refuse to tolerate this kind of crap. Because we'd say, I love myself so much. I'm not living on a planet that blows people up.
Right.
You see?
Yes.
And if enough of us do that, guess what?
It'll go away.
That's right.
Right.
It's just so simple. It's just remembering, I'm supposed to love myself. Okay. Because then what will happen in your life, you personally will no longer tolerate abuse. You will personally no longer people projecting on you or trying to fight you because now you become peace. See, now you've just become peace. You are now the peace of the world because everything around you is peace. And guess what? It's contagious everywhere you go. People will go, wow, she's so happy. And she's as bright as the sun. What's her secret? I want to be in love like her. Because she's shining like the sun, and boy, she's peaceful. Boy, I want to be around her. What's her secret?
You know, it's funny, too, because when I connect with the outer beings, meaning not necessarily the third dimension, you know, they sort of go like, what is going on down there, you know?
You're right. That's right. They are.
like, what are you guys doing?
Yes. They're doing everything they possibly can, and they're saying, boy... You guys are a mess.
You know, it's kind of funny because when they stand up and they take...
You guys are really slow.
Yeah, that's correct. They're
well,
like, oh, dear.
When these leaders take their soapbox and they stand up and they make their statement, okay, this is what we're going to do, they're actually looking out in the audience for the response of the audience. And if the audience goes back to them and says, are you crazy? You know, I love myself. I can't accept that.
Right.
That guy's going to be speaking to nobody. They're going to give a war.
You got it.
They're going to give a war, and nobody's going to show up.
That's right.
Nobody's going to attend their little party.
That's correct.
No, that's
quite true.
Isn't
it amazing when you feel into that and you go, wow, it's like people wanting to be happy that don't want abuse because they love themselves.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't want this. We do not choose this.
Exactly. Because if it happens in the individual, their life becomes this blazing sun, and they are now the blazing sun in creation. Therefore, they're only bringing in that vibration. And so they don't have it anywhere in their aura that there's any kind of a desire for anything less than that. Indeed, you understand, yes. This wonderful
I think it'll be interesting to see 2012, too.
Yes, and we're actually... We're needing to take action now, and that's why things are kind of on the what we call the 11th hour, or we're in the inner plane. We are on like the edge right now in a wonderful way. But the beautiful thing about the synchronicity of the timing of this is that people are lighting up all over the world right now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing too, and others are observing that too. That maybe there are cosmic events that the Mayans wrote about, or that the Egyptians discovered and left for us painted on their walls. But just because those cosmic events are coming does not mean that it will destroy all life in this world, because
right.
the enlightened beings, the light workers in this life, in this living world, can help shield this earth from those kinds of cataclysms. We can ride through it.
Yes.
With enough love, we may go through 2012 with no more fanfare than we did Y2K.
I was just going to say Y2K is a good example.
Indeed, because if
Well,
we
I had better go. I don't want to be the only one on the phone.
Oh, that's okay, dear.
And I certainly thank you so much.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you so much. Is it Sarah?
Sharon.
Sharon, okay.
Thank you.
Yes,
right.
thank you so much for calling.
And take care. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now, let's...
Let me just add something here.
Every time we try to answer this question, we get another caller, which is wonderful. I love it. Okay, go ahead and finish your thought.
And what we wanted to say is if we were going to obliterate ourselves, it would have happened already. We would have been gone a long time ago. I mean, we would already have been done. Why is there always a grace period? Why is there always another blessing every day? Because there are miracles, the miracles. And so every day when we go, okay, that's it, we're done, and, you know, it's going to be this, it changes because of the miracle and the belief, the pure belief of love that in a state of what we call the holy instant, you know, in that holy instant, why did they say in the Bible the twinkling of an eye?
Mm-hmm.
The twinkling of an eye, because there could be a flash at any moment where the entire thing becomes light and changes to light. That's always possible. And we have to be so creative to realize anything's possible. That right now, with the power of the belief that a lot of people are feeling right now, going, oh my gosh, I just didn't even realize I had that power, in awakening to that spark of consciousness, we can become what, you know the 100th monkey?
Yeah.
Okay, so the 100th monkey is that if we get enough people that vibrate in this consciousness and world healing, that when that 100th monkey spins, it's a domino effect, and it's like we just liberated the all because there were enough of us that believed and said, you know what, we want another reality. Because our feeling is that any kind of destruction, any kind of loss is not really in the highest good. That is really not what Creator ever wanted. Why would we have more suffering? So we keep hanging on, saying, okay, let's try another way. We've tried plan A, plan B, plan G, plan F. We have been trying to try many ways without having this loss where there would be this disaster.
I see the way that we have traditionally responded to this.
Yes, you're right.
There's two ways. One is we hunker down and we pull everything in. We become isolationists and we say, okay, we're just going to take care of ourselves and to heck with the rest of the world.
Right.
Wrong. That doesn't work.
Right.
And the second way that we respond to it is that we put out a bunch of headlines, get everybody fired up, bring a bunch of money in, build a bunch of ships, and we go blow the hell out of the world.
Right, exactly.
I think both of those responses are wrong.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
What is the proper response when somebody calls us up on the phone and says, if you don't treat me better, I'm going to come over and I'm going to blow up your buildings, or I'm going to attack your tropical town in the middle of the Pacific? How is it that we respond? How do we avert that? How do we divert energy and money? You talk about not having access to capital. I know where all the capital's going.
Right.
In the energy world,
yes,
it's going into weaponry.
Correct.
It's not going into energy that will solve this third world catastrophe we have on our planet.
Correct.
We make the shift?
Well, because the self is the self with a capital S. Was another thing that, again, everybody's beginning to remember, and we're feeling it happening. I am you. So if I give to me, I'm giving to you. And it doesn't mean I'm just going to sit here and take care of myself. That's not what we're propagating here. We're not saying, oh, everybody just go be selfish. That's not what we're propagating. We're helping everyone to become that blazing sun again, to vibrate in creation as a sun, okay? Because my giving to my highest self and this sun energy, which we call the Christ, which we could call all kinds of names, right? So in my heart that wants to liberate, because I want to be free too, right? So if I want to be free, I have to first of all take responsibility and say I want to be free, and then I've got to work on that process. But now my gift is, if I can regain these facets in creation, now the gift is I can share in this moment, it's possible. Look, I made my reconnection. I was able to do it, so I can channel like this. I was able to do it. Now, let's get excited and let's let these sparks of light be like little lights that go out and kind of tap on people and go, you too can be reconnected to creation. And if enough of us believe, it's so, we have to be like children. We have to be like little kids. You know, it's the innocence that says, I just am open. As someone said, just be open. And it's that innocence that says, yes, I want another way. It's so simple. And because everything that we ask for, we are given. We are given. And all we have to do is ask. So if we see something we like and we go, oh, look at that energy over there. I really like that. We are all one. You see, so as I give to myself, as I give to the self, and I say, I choose to love myself, I now have more to give. I can now help more people. Now I can go out there. But I'm only can fully be responsible for me in the moment, at the same time care about the rest of the suffering. You know, that I'm not going to I'm just going to worry about myself, which a lot of people told me to do in this lifetime. A lot of people say, what are you doing all this for? Take care of yourself. I am them. I'm not happy until everyone's happy, because I know what's going on this planet. So I was doing this also for me, not just because I was trying to martyr myself. I wanted everyone to be free because I knew it had to be the all. I knew it since I was a child, that we were connected. So in our belief, in our simplicity, like a little child, right now, if you want your crown chakra tapped, and this is for everybody listening, and whether you're listening live or you're listening Memorex, you right now can say, tap my crown. And right now, your crown will be connected. It's happening. Thank you. Thank you. Because it's happening right now. So just say, tap my crown. And guess what? Creator's going to call you back. This is the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail is redemption. What is it? When all things become one and we have illumination, that's the 777. Why is your phone number 777? Because you hold the illumination. You have the technology to bring in illumination, dear one. So, tap my crown, give me success. I want to be free. It's available to everyone who's listening, live or Memorex right now.
So now if we get that, if we tap in and we get the answer back, then I guess there's no need to fight anymore.
Exactly.
So how do we, as the Sharons in Allentown, Pennsylvania, or Gail in Nashville, how do we, as non-political bodies, we don't go on the floor of Congress and make an impassioned speech, we call into a talk radio program on the Internet, how do we have an effect that great on the universe as individuals?
Okay, start simple. Right now, start by being happy. Why? Happiness and joy are a frequency. They are a lot higher vibration than most of the frequencies we experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you start right now and you say, I want to be happy, I want to live in joy, and I want to be my highest self, your service will not end. You will become happy real quickly and joyful. And all of a sudden, you know exactly what to do, and it becomes very fun. Service becomes fun. It becomes joy. I can't wait to work with the next person. I can't wait because I have so much joy. I have so much abundance within me. I am so happy that my joy is now just a gift. Because it's our joy that shifts the earth.
Uh-huh.
Our joy is a frequency. It's a higher frequency. And guess what? This has been about frequency.
So when I say that the universe is the mathematical sum of the energies of all the sentient beings in it, whether they're conscious or not, what we're talking about here is taking purpose in our own two hands and shifting our own energy as an individual to this higher frequency. And what we've done automatically, even though it's an infinitesimal amount, we have shifted the sum total of the consciousness of the universe.
Indeed.
And if two people do it, it has an effect. But if 2 billion people do it, it has a mighty effect.
Indeed. And it's like when you get your crown tapped, which is a literal thing. This is not just an idea. But when you get your crown tapped and Prime Creator goes, okay, you're back, and you get linked back up, you've got your crown chakra. Guess what happens when you have your crown chakra? You're now reconnected to Source.
Mm-hmm.
All you need. Once you reconnected, you can do anything you want. Creator's not going to judge if you want to go bowling, because your bowling may bring so much joy that when you're rolling that ball down, the pins crash and you get a strike and you're so happy, that energy just shot through the entire alley and went through the city. What might have gone into the country, because your joy just reverberated. Now, that's the Christ. That's the Christ. It's emancipation. So Creator's not going to say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. No, it's whatever the highest self feels the desire to do. See, this is where we lost on planet Earth. It's like even the spiritual movement became like, oh, a duty and I'm obligated and, oh, you know, it's like not even joyful anymore. People are like, oh, I feel, you know, not even happy anymore.
Do you remember the movie Fatherhood? It had... the former comedian.
Martin.
Yeah. He had a line in that movie.
Yes.
That he said, my whole life is have to. And I really got that hit when you said, you know, oh, you have this responsibility, it's duty, it's sacrifice, it's whatever. And it's no longer fun.
Right.
But you're doing it.
Yes.
But you're not doing it in joy.
Exactly.
And so in doing it, it's no longer the tithing to the universe.
Exactly.
It's now a curse to you
exactly.
and them.
Exactly. Because you can't give what you don't have. I mean, if you're depleted and you're worn out and you're like, every day I gotta show up and I gotta, you know, it's not gonna be very purposeful. But when you give to self, when you say, oh, okay, opposite of the Antichrist, okay, so it's self-love, which Jesus was trying to teach us all, Buddha was, they all were, they're saying love yourself, okay, love your neighbor as yourself, so as you get reconnected, you have now so much love and so much joy that you get up every day and you can't wait, your first thing you'll want to do, because the higher self wants to serve, so it's going to get up and go, how can I help, and it's going to want to do whatever it can to help other people, and it's so simple things. It's like your vibration, now your vibration, you're ascending. Your energy is so bright that everywhere you go, it's reverberating energy, particles, little particles are coming off of you. And people go, ooh, I'm excited. And so it's inspiration.
You know, in the human resource business, we call this the X factor.
Yes.
These are, it could be an office worker, an accountant, a supply chain specialist, whatever. And it doesn't really look like they actually do that much. I mean, they don't work that hard. They don't produce all the reports. But for some reason, when you put that person in a plant or you put that person in an office situation, the whole energy of the office changes.
Absolutely.
And the whole thing becomes more productive and purposeful.
Absolutely.
It makes fewer mistakes.
Yeah.
I heard it said best by a friend of mine. His name is Ken Payne, and he's actually in the human resource business. And he said, these X-factor people change companies by their mere presence.
Yes.
Not maybe through anything they directly do, but just because they are there.
Yep.
Their energy, their enthusiasm, their joy that they bring into this office or onto this plant floor, or this assembly line, it doesn't matter whether they're driving screws all day or whether they're designing rocket engines.
Exactly.
Their joy changes the body of that organization.
Indeed. Absolutely. The positive. Absolutely. It's the positivity. This is why we are sharing this message of positivity, because it's what most people are desiring and want to feel. And in order to be able to feel who you really are, you have to be reconnected. So we see right now, because we are witnessing creation at this very moment, we see all these people who are glowing like Christmas trees, who have just had their crown chakra reconnected to Creator because they had listened, and they are now shining like Christmas trees. We now have many more people shining in creation at this moment because we see them lit up. They're lit up.
You know, it's strange. I'm not not given to channeling. Okay, maybe I'm a closet channeler. I don't know. I don't want to admit it,
yes.
But I do feel that. I do feel that. Things are beginning to turn on. There's a
yes.
shift occurring.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's the light, as you stated. It is the light. It's like, let's turn on the lights. You know, let's turn it on. And what did you know, the whole thing about being turned on? It's the light. Passion, feeling, joy, excitement, enthusiasm. All the things about feeling good. It's just about feeling good. That the best thing anyone could do for this earth is follow that. It's the greatest gift we could give. because it's an extension. Again, we are the liberator, so it's within us. And let's just say, tell you, Kuan Yin just came in. We work with her directly, and she just came in and gave a thumbs up and said, yeah, my people are hearing me, she says.
Wonderful.
My people are hearing me, because what is the feminine, Kuan Yin? It's about feeling, compassion, love, warmth. That's the shift that's happening. It's the shift to a greater beingness. And we don't mean female or woman. It can be feminine is men and women. But it's a feminine energy that's saying, hello, I have another way. And it's not just women. We don't want it to be like, it's not a woman's movement. In fact, it's not at all.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
All right, well, we're coming to the close of our second hour. My guest is Michelle Denman. And I want to give out the phone numbers one more time for the end of this hour. Remember, this is a three-hour program, so if you're not getting all 3 hours, make sure to get a hold of us. Give us a call later to that station. We'll take care of the rest. Here are the numbers. Next hour, we want you to call in 877-270-8714 in the U.S., 888-228-4494 in Canada, and anywhere else on the planet, 530-413-4511. And we'll let Michelle tell us about her newsletter and a bunch of other stuff in the next hour, so don't go away. More coming up with X Squared Radio.
Brooks Agnew here with X Squared Radio. You own an inkjet printer, right? I used to buy my inkjet cartridges at a national chain store that will remain unnamed for about $35 per cartridge. The color and black cartridges together ran around $80. Well, no more. I discovered a great place to buy printer supplies at 123 Inkjets. They not only provide excellent quality and fast shipping, every time I buy, I get a chance to win a free printer. Stop paying high prices. Visit 123 Inkjets at X Squared Radio today and start saving money. This is Brooks Agnew with X Squared Radio. Did you know that 11 of the 12 sets of footprints on the moon were made by Eagle Scouts? It's true. Soon, men and women will be doing the real moonwalk. But just so we don't forget, the first footprint on the moon has been replicated in a limited edition plaque that would make the perfect gift for a court of honor. Maybe you need something special for your office or your library at home. This high-quality plaque can add that something special that lets people know how excited you are. We are returning to the moon. Visit Countdown Creations at X Squared Radio today and order your limited edition First Step on the Moon plaque.
And welcome back to X Squared Radio, our final hour. This is a three-hour program, so if you're not getting all three, please let us know at x2-radio.com, and we'll get a hold of that affiliate. Make sure you get all 3 hours. We're part of the ever-growing, ever-popular BBS Radio Network, number one on the Internet. And I think we're about ready for our own XM channel. We've got enough content to go almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you know somebody at XM or Sirius and you're tired of having those blank stations on your radio, you're paying the $10 or $12 a month for access to it, why not have a paranormal channel? Give them a call. Write them an email. Say BBS Radio needs to have its own XM channel. We're ready for prime time. And our friends down at NRG Resources have introduced a new engine oil technology. You know we're about new energy here at X Squared Radio, and our friends down at Phoenix Science Foundation, The product is called TVT 24/7. It is the future of lubrication. This is the industry's first environmentally friendly oil additive that not only increases fuel mileage, it reduces engine, gearbox, and transaxle wear to nothing. The other brands fail anti-friction testing, standard testing, in less than 10 minutes. TVT 24/7 went more than 24 hours in the test, and still it did not fail. Get tomorrow's technology today by visiting the online store at X Squared Radio and pick up some TVT 24/7 engine oil energizer. I put this stuff in my motorcycle, and it's incredible how much higher the idle is on the motorcycle. And I also noticed in my truck, it now has 330,000 miles on it with the original timing chain. So come on, people. Let's get with it. Quit changing your oil every 3,000 miles and adding to the waste of the planet. Get yourself some TVT 24/7 and get that oil to last a long, long time. And I also want to thank my producer, Don, who is doing a fantastic job tonight. He's in Paradise, California, does this out of love. So if you want to have more of this, there's a lot more than just X Squared Radio on BBS Radio Network. Get yourself to bbsradio.com and sign up for those archives and help pay some of the bills. Keep this energy going. Also, don't forget the foundations of religion and science were utilized to write our first two volumes of The Ark of Millions of Years. The first one became a national bestseller in just 3 months. The third volume, called Unlocking the Secret, is about to hit the presses. We want you to be aware of what is coming. You and I know that your potential is absolutely unlimited. We have crafted the final work of the trilogy, so you have the tools necessary to work the law of attraction. Find out what the ancient masters knew. Learn the methods necessary to affect the universe on purpose for the good of your life. Go to the online store at X Squared Radio and get your copy on order today. And do not forget that the DVD, The Inner Earth Expedition Part 1, is for sale at the online store. This is 31 minutes of Hollow Earth Theory for Dummies. If you like the Discovery Channel, you're going to love this DVD. Buy it for your friends for Christmas. It's $20, and all the proceeds go toward the expedition next summer to the North Pole to discover if the Earth is hollow or not. Be a part of history. Pick up a copy of that DVD today at the online store at x2-radio.com. My guest tonight is Michelle Denman. To say she is a channeler is an understatement. Connected? Oh yes. Stay tuned for more. I have a feeling Michelle is going to be a regular reporter here on this program. She has become a friend and a great contact, and tapped into energies and to personalities and to messages from other dimensions, other points in our universe that we need to hear from. And we are so glad that she is part of our program tonight. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you.
You have a newsletter that you publish. Can you tell us about it?
Indeed. What I report in the newsletter has been pretty amazing, because I'm commissioned by Spirit or the Divine. They'll say, send a message. So I'm literally like a channel, you know, in a way like an antenna for the higher source. And so I don't decide when I'm going to send them. They will, like, pull me up and say, send a message. We have a report. And what it is our energy updates, what's going on the Earth, what's happening. It's kind of like a news station in a way for the cosmos. And people can sign up for this newsletter. It's free. And sometimes there's a lot of messages that are sent because there's a lot happening, and it can shift. One thing I've noticed that happens with the beings, they've had me sit and write actually what's going on. In fact, we did this last night, and I was in contact with some beings. And we sat and we wrote, and as we were writing, because I'm linked up with them, they can actually start to shift the cosmos through the writing, because it's like the writing allows them to work through me. And this experience was so powerful. It was at 4:17 a.m. last night, Central Time, that I was up with all these beings. And I told you earlier in the program that something quite extraordinary happened since, you know, it actually was the middle of the morning. And so I'll sit with these beings and then be that reporting station, and they'll say, okay, this message, you know, send this out. So anyone can sign up for the newsletter. It's a free newsletter.
All right. How do they sign up?
They simply send an email, and they can send an email to Michelle Denman at earthlink.net. And Michelle just has one L. So it's MichelleDenman at earthlink.net.
Okay, and we'll have a link to that when we put this archive up on our website as well.
Great.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes, wonderful.
Okay, this hour we're going to this is the magic hour of
yes.
X Squared Radio, where we've already laid the foundation. We've got everybody sitting with their elbows right in front of their laptops with their headphones on. Dreams. Most of us spend a good portion of our life asleep. I mean, sleeping, not asleep.
Yeah.
With our head against the pillow, our eyes closed, and we drift away. And some people actually look forward to this time. Me, I look at sleep as a waste of time. I'll do it when I die or on an airplane when I'm flying in between locations. I got too much to do, and I'm having a ball doing it. But a lot of people spend time sleeping. And during this sleep time, they have dreams. Some people remember them, and some people only remember the ripple or the effect of the dream on them. They awaken with some new feeling of love or despair or trepidation or anticipation. Something's going to happen. Tell us what it means when we sleep and we drift away from conscious. What are we really doing?
Well, there's a lot happening, and there's a lot of different things going on depending on the person. But a lot of people, especially we'll say light workers, this is the reporting time when they go and leave their body, and then they go on to other planets, and they're actually in meetings, and they're doing their reporting what's going on Earth, and this is where they go to their council meetings, things like that. Some people do this consciously as well, but a lot of people do it in their sleep time.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that a lot of people that we are witnessing right now, and we're speaking in the now moment, they have been processing the collective in their dream time. And they're wondering why they wake up exhausted. It's like I slept and I wake up, I'm very tired. A lot of you are working overtime in your sleep to shift the collective despair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a choice. It's not easy to do. But when you reconnect to your highest self, you get your dreams back.
So you're staying conscious in your dreams, and you're actually working your intention in your dreams rather than being affected, like a traveler or an observer?
Restate exactly what you're asking, because would you say that again, please?
While we're in our dream, are we applying our intention, or are we just, you know, watching TV?
It depends. It depends where the soul is at, because if you're unconscious, you're going to be processing the collective despair. You're going to be dreaming about, you're going to have nightmares. I mean, you're going to have a lot of nightmares if you're plugged in to the collective mayhem. Yeah, that's those people. Once you shift over out of the collective mayhem, saying, I don't want to process that mayhem, doesn't mean you're not of service, but you come back to your highest self, you get your dreams back. Now they're your dreams. They're not the collective illusion, but now you get pleasure. You have these like amazing meetings in your dreams. I mean, if you wake up and you actually get messages that you specifically needed in your dream for your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the highest self has become one, and we'll explain it because there's a technicality, and we know you like technology. There's a technicality to it. Our astral body is actually where dreams are. What happened on planet Earth, where the battle has been, is in our astral body. Our astral body is where our emotions are. So, and a lot of people are going, oh, I relate to this, because they have been having nightmares, because that's been the astral experience. That has been, humanity has been a nightmare, right?
Mm.
So once you get your astral body repaired and you're back connected up with creation, and it's an orange energy, and you are now in your new astral body, your dreams are amazing. They're vivid, they're joyful, they're love, they're sexy, they're, I mean, there's just this amazing connection, and they're your dreams of your higher self, not...
So when we say we have a conflict, like, okay, let's say we have a nightmare, but it's an actual fight, and we're fighting for our lives, or we're... Are we actually fighting with an intelligence, or is this just situational?
It's both. There is an inner war, and then it could be, and then there's also what's been going on in the collective, what we call mayhem, which has been, like, again, that battle. But your own battle with self could be what's playing out. But it's both. There's an inner and an outer, and we see a lot of people go, oh, it's just inner. No, it's both. We are part of a collective in the inner and the outer, the micro and the macro.
Oh, I absolutely believe that other intelligences can connect or can contact us, and we can contact them in our dreams.
Absolutely.
I have confirmation of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those that are connected, again, of those that are fortunate enough to be fully connected, that are having this experience, which is very positive, indeed are literally connecting with the galactic. They are, again, those reporting stations, the super stations with the galactic. And it's fortunate for those that have this connection, because they are the ones that are, we call, the light workers, the starseeds, the, you know, you are literally working when you're sleeping. And so, absolutely, you're in contact with higher worlds.
Well, some people report when they go into dreams they have evil beings come after them or do battle with them or try to do harm to them. Of course, they realize that they're not really physically being harmed in their dream. You're not being shot or stabbed or choked or whatever in your dream.
Right.
But you are mentally going through the anguish as though you were. And so people ask me from time to time, well, what does it mean when these specific corporal, organized intelligences come after me in these dreams? Are they real, or is it just in the mayhem?
It's energy. I mean, it is that, you know, the mayhem, but it's energy. So, again, it's been a battle for energy. So often... light workers, or we're using them as an example because they're usually the ones that have these encounters. And really, everyone's a light worker. We don't want to say, oh, there's just, you know, this hierarchy of these great beings and then there's the other. It's really everyone's a light worker. It's just a matter of how conscious they are of their contract that they have on Earth. I mean, a lot of people are doing this very consciously every day. They know they're here for a purpose. So,
but when you're doing light work, you are more susceptible to being attacked by these dark forces.
Definitely. Yes, it definitely. It has been for millions of years. This has not just been this life. If we look in history, the greatest lights were taken out. They were either had their heads chopped off, they were burned at the stake, they were, you know, this has not been a planet that's really wanted the light. If you look in history, you know, Christ, and they're all taken out.
How do we fight them, Michelle?
How do we fight them?
Yeah.
Okay. By doing what we're doing right now, which is the reprogramming of the astral orange, because the battle is not on the physical. Although it always, because we're always having this preemptive, like, oh, something bad's coming. Or, but you know, notice how we kind of keep, like, somehow shifting where it doesn't quite happen. You know, we kind of keep making it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do, this is why we've been given a reprieve in creation, is to reconnect our astral orange bodies back to Prime Creator. And Prime Creator will restore everyone's astral body, give them their appropriate blueprint, because most people are not on their blueprint right now on Earth. Their blueprint would be joy, happiness, they'd meet their soulmate, they would have the money, they would be able to do what they came here to do. And a lot of people are blaming themselves because, unfortunately, there's a lot of teachers that are saying, well, you just need to change how you think. Well, it's a lot more than that. There's a lot more going on than just that, because there's much more going on that most people maybe are not aware of.
Oh, I actually see a lot more people blaming everything else but themselves.
Right, right.
No, I'm a big personal responsibility person.
We
talk about, you know, do you think that your life is destiny or your own, the result of your own choices?
Right.
You have to realize the truth of it, that your life is the sum of your own choices.
Exactly.
That you are the one responsible for whether you're living in poverty or not right now.
Right.
You have to make the shifts in your own energy. If you are not happy in poverty and you believe that you'll be happy in prosperity, not everyone is, you know. Some people are perfectly happy in poverty.
Exactly.
It is not, wealth does not automatically bring happiness. Let me put it that way.
Exactly.
But you are responsible for your life condition. And when you realize that, that's the greatest epiphany you can have in this life.
That's right. And indeed, that's exactly the goal. But people need power to get there. So the whole goal that we've come to Earth to do is to help people get their power back. Because they are responsible, absolutely. And little do a lot of people know that a lot of, you know, again, we went back to what we talked about earlier, the churches, the spiritual movement even in some ways. I mean, some of the things have been actually a negation to helping people get their power. And so they need power, which means they need more life force, they need clarity, and they need their astral body repaired. They need more orange energy, because that's the astral orange, we call it. And the reason the woman saw yellow is because that's the solar plexus. The yellow is our power center. Guess what? That eye was telling her, you're going to get your power back. Because the yellow has just come into planet Earth to say, we need to get our power back as humans. And a part of our reclaiming our power is right now having the awareness. We just need the awareness. And so now we can reach for the stars and go, oh, my gosh, okay, I'm going to get more orange. I'm going to get my yellow. I'm going to get my power back. Now what can't I not do? Because what will happen once you're connected to your highest self, nothing is in your way. And that's possible now on Earth, to be completely aligned with your highest self and to get about your Father's business. And you will be able to do it without interference. That is the first. This is the first time this has been on Earth. It's only been, let's say, in the last month that we have the technology from Creator. It's come in to Earth to help everyone. Everyone. No one's excluded. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to deserve it. You don't even really, it helps to want it, but it's available to you.
So now we're empowered. We have the
exactly.
tools. We have
exactly.
We have what we need.
Exactly.
Now it is up to us to pick up the toolbox and exactly. move forward with it.
Exactly. Exactly, and to receive and to say, okay, now I'm going to actualize this. I'm not going to be dormant anymore. I'm not going to wait for something to happen. This is the biggest thing we want to say to everybody, is that everyone's waiting for something to happen. Oh, the ships are going to come. They're going to save us. They absolutely cannot if we're not ready to receive them. They can't help us. If, I mean, they're helping us, but they cannot come and save us because we're the creators. It wouldn't even be fair to us. I mean, what kind of power would we have if Mom came and saved us?
Yeah.
You see, although there's always that compassion from Kuan Yin, all these beings want us to realize who we are.
Yeah. I can tell you right now, drug heat rehab centers are full of people that have been through that over and over again.
Exactly.
Their parents have been in and bailed them out over and over again. They've not picked their own selves up and realized that they are in charge of their own lives. The question that I'm getting, Michelle, is how do we get ready? How do we know what to do to allow the ships to come?
Yes, because good question. Because what we've been doing behind the scenes, literally around the clock, is how can we prepare humanity so that we can have first contact?
Yeah.
Okay. What can we do so that, you know, these ships can come and we can now be a team? And okay. First of all, is to realize we've been in a dormant period. Everyone needs awareness in order to go to the next level. They need some knowledge, is what we're being told. They need to understand we've been dormant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've been dormant. It's not that we have been, you know, so uncreative. It's not that we haven't created wonderful things. We have. But our highest potential is maybe, we've maybe created 2% of what our potential is, you know, overall. So if we're in this low scale of percentage, we've been dormant. We haven't had full access to our creation. Self-healing at this moment is where we're going to be going. Right now, the technology is on our Earth to truly heal, to truly be able to really liberate. A soul has to say, okay, I am ready to heal and be this highest self, everything you're hearing. I am ready to do this. I want to heal, and I will be the light, the one light that I can. So I'll do my part. Everyone could do their part right now by taking responsibility for their own healing and their own welfare. If it started with that, we would get to what we call the 100th monkey, where we'd have that domino effect. I mean, people say different numbers and all these things. I don't think anyone can know for exact number or percentage what it's going to take, but we do know that self-healing right now is what is, we'll say, up. You know, if there's like, what's the latest and the greatest?
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it's heal yourself, okay? So what does it start with? It starts with will. What a lot of people have lost is their own ability to feel their own will. The
right,
will that
and
says,
and of course, and then you have religions,
exactly,
positive and negative, all over the world, telling us to relinquish our will.
Exactly. Exactly. And you need your will because your will is your power. Willpower, we know this word.
Mm-hmm.
Your willpower is the one that can get up and say, yes, this is what I want. We need willpower to know what we want, to say, this is what I want. So we have power in our body. The body is not the enemy.
Right.
We need a body. We're in a body. I mean,
what is it that shapes us, really? I mean, we're skeletons and we're mm-hmm. minerals and water and whatever, arranged a certain way, but what is it that makes us look the way we do as individuals?
Mm, that's a very good question. Okay, well, this is a good question because the way we look upstairs, let's say we all have this beautiful higher self and we're so beautiful, the way we look upstairs is not exactly how we look here.
The mirror lets me know that all the time.
Yes.
But
I mean, why do people paint these beautiful goddess beads? You know, you look at all of, like, Kuan Yin and Saint Germain. They're beautiful. They've got a healthy skin. They're completely beautiful. It's because that's how people look up there. Everybody in heaven is beautiful. What happened on Earth? Toxins. And you know,
like, genetics.
Genetics, pollution. You know. It's like a long cycle of depletion. Well, the goal is to be ever more beautiful, because if we're beautiful there, why would we not be beautiful here? We need to be reflections of that highest self. So it's about being beautiful in the body again. A lot of people are talking, this is an epidemic on Earth right now, about health, about age. I mean, it's everywhere we're hearing people talk about it. People are like, ooh, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm not looking so good. Because we're reflecting what's going on in the world. It's very toxic.
And yet we have met people recently that when we're together with them, or when you see them together with their friends or their soulmates or whatever, the power, the light that they put off,
yes,
is unbelievable. I mean, it's just, it's not that it blinds you.
Yes.
It's that, wow, that feels good.
Yes. The love. You know, they're probably having a great time together. This is why so many people are either alone or they're longing for their soulmate, because actually when you come together with a soulmate or a partner, you're 10 times more powerful. If the guides are going to be fun. This is fun. The guides just said if everyone was doing Tantra right now, the world would be saved. Because you're in love. You're like, you're sharing that juice with each other. You're experiencing alchemical connections sexually, emotionally. So, yeah, you're more powerful where two or more are gathered. So there's been a lot of times people come together. Why has there been so much opposition in relationships? Because, again, that obstacle came in to try to prevent two powerful beings from being together. The most powerful force, and everyone remember this, when you have two people that come together in love and trust, that is the most powerful force in the universe that can never be broken. And you have to have trust. Love and trust, you are unbreakable.
You know, when I, you probably don't know this, but when I went to Tibet, some of the meditation buildings that they had, they're actually mandala buildings. If you looked at them from space, they would look like a mandala, but you can actually go up in them. As you go through the rooms, what you see is a male and a female together in the act of creation.
Exactly.
108 different levels of creation. And in contemplating these icons or these drawings or these paintings or these relationships, you reach enlightenment. Michelle's exactly right. This bonding of male and female energy in creative force is unstoppable. It is the creative force of the universe.
Yes. Yes. As the balance is exactly of the energies or the polarities. And so that's what's wonderful. In the third hour, we're getting to the body, because that's what our goal was to get to the body and to come back to the body. Be the highest self, but also don't forget your womb.
Now, and that's interesting that you say that the goal was to get back to the body.
Exactly. For men, it's the prostate. For women, it's the womb. The greatest healing, and we're going to give you a little tool here of what you can do in your own private space to get that orange energy, you know, really feeling up your own womb or your own prostate, spend some time meditating on your organs and meditate on the womb or the prostate area and bring orange energy and just feel, not think, but feel the body and allow the blood to get re-energized in your cells in your body and allow your body to be re-enlivened. Most people are walking around dead in the body. They have a body, but it's not alive, it's not vibrating, and they don't look very good because they don't have any energy, they're not in the body. So, yes, we're saying be the highest self, but we're not saying go out there and be in space. We're saying we're in a body for a reason. We are the eyes and ears of God down here. So we have to embody the physical. Okay, you want your question. They're saying, back to first contact, we will never have ships come till we're in our body. Why? If they came and we weren't in our body, what do you think would happen?
We would never see them, for one thing.
Exactly. Well, we got to ground it. We got to be the grounders. We got, you know, that amount of energy coming into the planet, we blow up. We have to be in the body anchoring that kind of light to handle first contact or to handle things. The other one everyone's talking about is where the money gets dispersed, Nasara. How are we going to handle that amount of money or energy if we're not even in our body? You have to be in the body to receive that kind of power.
Sure.
To receive money. Again, money is energy. If you want to have money, you got to have power, which means you got to be in your body. Ability to receive is to be able to be in the body.
Yeah, and if you're not ready for that energy, you're going to lose it.
Exactly.
Look at lottery winners.
Exactly.
What is it, 85%, 87% of them file bankruptcy? That's
right.
Crazy.
Because
what did they do
the
with the money? It's
right.
It's because they didn't have the energy. They weren't ready for it.
Emotionally. They didn't have the emotional energy. Why do, you know, Elvis, for example, God bless him, absolutely beautiful being, beautiful light. He was so light. But his emotions is what caused him to be the addict, which is why he couldn't sustain a life for very long. If you look at some of the people in history, they die young because they're so powerful, but they were never grounded fully in the emotions.
Sure.
And that's
I'm looking at Britney Spears go
yes.
through that right now.
The big soul, exactly. Big soul. They didn't ground. They're not grounding through this lower. Okay, thank you. You brought us to the lower three. You got to ground through the lower three. Solar plexus, sacral, root chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Your three lower chakras are your ability to create. If you're not grounded in your lower three chakras, you're going to be sick, not have health, very good health, you won't have the money you want, you won't have relationships. And this is the majority of our wonderful light workers. They're either sick, alone, dying, or they don't have a lot to show for themselves, and yet you're the ones holding the world together. They really are. And yet they can't manifest here. They go, I don't have any money, or I don't have a soulmate. And they're always striving for the soulmate. And God bless them, because we love them so much. And it's grounding into the lower three and saying, you know what, I want to be a powerful creator on Earth, which means I got to be on Earth, which means if I'm going to go out and be an instrument in media, you know, radio, TV, whatever it is, I better be here. I better be grounded if I want to make a difference.
It's kind of hard to be a talk radio host
yes.
when you're dead.
That's right. You've got to be alive. That's right. That's why you're very physical, and you love the physical. But you were designed that way because you reach many, many people. You draw in wonderful people because you're an anchor. You're anchoring right now millions of people. And so you can do that, though, because you honor the body. If you were, like, on the fleet, and even though you were in a body, but you were up on the fleet channeling and you didn't have a body, you would just be in the ethers and we probably wouldn't know you. You wouldn't be here right now, but you'd be probably doing wonderful work for us, but you'd be channeling over there, and we wouldn't probably be hearing your voice.
Well, I could see how frustrating it would be for them that they're sitting up on this ship, and they're trying to reach down. They're trying to find an individual or individuals
yes.
with whom to communicate, and yet we're flitting all around, worried about how we're going to pay our next bill or worried about whether we're going to have this job or that woman or whatever it is. And we're so wrapped up in the little mundane niceties of the 3D world
exactly.
that I can't get through.
Exactly.
And so when you find someone who makes a good connection, who will come forward either in the dream state or in meditation state and say, I'm ready. I'm ready to go to work. Give me the tools. You have the technology. You're an ageless being. You have what the earth needs as far as technology right now to, say, do away with fossil fuels or be able to clean water or be able to cure a disease, teach it to me, and I'll go forward and do it on the earth.
Yes, exactly. Now you're an example. See, now your being teaches. because you're reverberating that and you become an example. And others have the choice if they choose to be inspired by that. If they feel it and they go, God, it inspires me. Show me that way. I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, this is not about the age of gurus. That's the other thing that's the problem that's happened with the new age is there's all these gurus. And then everyone's dependent on the guru. The guru should be showing you the exit door and giving you the power to go create and say, see ya, and kick you while you go out the door. I mean, slap you on the butt and say, good luck. That's a true teacher. The teacher's not going to say, hang around and, you know, adore me and pay me and, you know. The true teacher is going to kick them out the door and say, now go live life. You know, victory to you, great goddess. Victory to you, great god. Now you go out and you find your students.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we still have a fair group of gurus out there, except
yes.
that, oh, by the way, don't forget to send me $29.95 and and make sure that I have what I need, and then
right.
I'll dole out what I think you need, just enough so that you keep coming back for more. Yeah, I understand that too. We do see that in our genre. There's not there are some in this genre who take advantage of the needy.
Right.
But what I think you and I are all about is empowering the individual, because we know.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to sound. This is going to sound so silly for me to say. It almost came out of my mouth. We've seen a world where individuals are so empowered that there's really no need for law anymore. Everybody spontaneously does what is needed for the community, and the community moves forward in a, not a quantum way, a universe way. Whole solar systems, whole galaxies are created.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, and it's the liberation of the species. This is about evolution. You know, we came here to evolve. We didn't come here to remain status quo. We came here to evolve, which means we're not supposed to be in that status quo, just trying to get our physical needs met. It's not just the physical, but we need to be it all, and we can be. And we can liberate beyond the human suffering. And that's what we came to this. This is one of the purposes of this creation. We volunteered. We are all volunteers. We're willing to come down here and show that it's possible even here. And we were brave enough to come down here and say, we're going to show you that we can, even in this microcosm, show that it is possible to be everything in creation all the way down to the toenail.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller on the line.
Wonderful.
Your first name and where you're calling from.
Anne from Ontario.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Brooks.
Hi.
Everything that the two of you have been speaking about this evening, I have completely resonated with.
That is so good to hear.
Wonderful.
And in fact, I'm practically shaking. It's just so awesome to hear this. And I wanted to touch on something that you mentioned in the first hour of the show in reference to dreams and people who have dreams, such as myself, who I've had my whole life. And the only way I can really describe them is positive and very sacred. And I want to know why you can have these dreams and really you remember the dreams, but you don't really, you're getting downloaded information in different forms, but you don't really know what to do with this information. It's just sitting there, you're chock full of it, but unable to utilize any of it. It's just in you.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I know lots of people that get that, too.
That's right. And dear, primarily, you're getting your information from off-planet, okay? You're a very beautiful light being. You carry wonderful energy. You have a lot of beautiful light. And most of this information is coming off-planet, which means it's coming from your galactic self or your higher self. And yet your discrepancy is you're saying, but down here, I don't feel quite that connection. So you're a perfect example of what we've been talking of, that for you to be linked back up to creation would be the greatest gift, because there will be no longer be separation between your experience and your waking to your experience and your dreaming. And that is possible because we know people that live that. So if that is your desire, dear, you can simply ask to be reconnected through the Grail. And we spoke of the Holy Grail. The Grail would be your ultimate redemption. And you're ready, dear. You're standing very strong. We see you. You're ready to be reconnected back to Prime Creator and have, yeah, and you're doing it now, to have all of your linkages restored, to have all of your highest self, and have your dreams be empowered. In fact, what we suggest that you ask for, I would like messages in my dreams that tell me exactly what I need to do the next day. You can actually begin given, you know, downloads, and you, and it's real. Like you say, show me in my dream state, so when I get up, I know what to do the next day.
Yeah, what's my optimum path for the next day?
Exactly. So what you do is you ask Creator. You go directly to Creator and you say, program my dreams only to positive. I want positive dreams, joyful dreams, and I want it to be literally between the dream and the awake. So there's no difference between my dream state and my awake state. And it is possible on Earth right now to live that dream so that your life becomes a dream and joy and bliss. And a part, you know, there's a wonderful energy coming in for you, dear. It's romance. And, you know, your love, you just, all these dreams are just a way of reconnecting you back to that. You're beautiful. But you can simply state intent. I want my dreams to be programmed to my highest good. Program my emotional body to only be positive. Just ask for it. It'll happen. Once you're reconnected, whatever you want will manifest. Like, this is what I want. This is what I want in my creation. And now you're linked back up with who you really are. And now your dreams are messages. Now your dreams,
you know, I have an intuitive sense of what you're saying, and I can't say I do it exactly as you stated, but I do that, and I feel like I'm getting something back from that. But I get frustrated. I get really, really frustrated because I get so much information put into me, and sometimes I just feel like it's like a bucket of water just being poured, you know, into me. I'll wake up and I can feel it coming in, and I can sometimes even remember the words as I'm waking up. And just a couple weeks ago, it was one of the strangest dreams I have ever had. I was actually viewing it through a blue filter. I mean, the whole thing was in blue. It was like a camera lens, this entire scene. And I felt like I was on another planet, and it was all in blue. And then I was put in a, of all things, like a screening room, watching a movie of some sort of computerized language.
Wow. Yeah, you're being taught.
Wow.
Downloads and teaching.
Okay, Michelle, Anne's question is exactly the same as mine. I've had the blue filter. I've had the unmanageable downloads. Too much information. Oh, no, it doesn't fit what's happening with my life right now. What do I do with this?
So you're wonderful. You're both. And you're a voice for many on the earth at this moment, because there are many having this experience and going, oh, what do I do? And this is wonderful. So here it is. You're getting taught. You're getting downloads. They're teaching you. You're learning. You're getting all this. But, okay, so I've got all this. Now I'm a little bit, you know, information heavy. Now, what I'm asking is that this is filtered through my highest self in creation. I'd like it to be filtered, and I'd like it to bring more joy into my physical life. And I'm asking right now that my physical life reflects this, and I want to now live my physical life, which is, you know, for example, you know, with the radio. It's like, I want to go to the next level with my radio. Now, let's filter this energy. I want to be an example down here on Earth. We actually have to command it to come here now.
Aha.
Command your power to be exemplified as Christ in the physical plane. Because, yes, we could be taught all day long up there, but we need to now live it here. And this is the crossover in right now on Earth. And many light workers, not everyone's going to do this yet, because it's not in their soul contract to do it today, but they might do it tomorrow. But those that want it now, okay, I'm ready for that. I want to now live my highest self in creation in the physical plane.
Well, Anne, let me ask you a question, and Michelle as well, because both of you sound like very intuitive beings. People are writing me right now about auras, and you brought up the color blue, and I've seen this too, and I've heard other people talk about it, and I've seen speakers on stage when they move on stage and they got like a black background, there's a blue shadow left behind them, and then it follows them. What is it about auras?
Yes, a lot about auras. And ironically, I was smiling, Anne, when you mentioned blue, because what was brought into creation about 3 weeks ago, is sapphire blue. And if you look at the Buddha or Shiva, you ever notice the pictures and their skin is blue?
Mm-hmm.
That in enlightenment. That's very high energy. You know, the blue body, their whole body's blue because they mastered in the physical plane enlightenment. So you see Shiva, Shakti, Buddha, you know, they're blue. You look back at, you know, old pictures of art and stuff. Look at their blue skin.
But Anne feels a little like I do in the sense that, okay, I saw the blue.
Right.
I'm getting all this information. Some of it's in languages I don't understand.
Yes.
And I'm a little frustrated in that I can't apply it right now. I need to know what to do with it.
Yes.
Is that the what you're asking, Anne?
That's what I'm asking, but let me clarify what I mean.
Okay.
It wasn't an aura, per se. I felt like the world I was in was blue.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's very high consciousness. I mean,
and it looked like, I thought I was in Iceland. I mean, I thought I was, and I'm going, I mean, not that I've been to Iceland, but I've seen images of Iceland, you know, like sort of a barren but beautiful landscape, but all in blue, and suddenly I'm in this strange little structure, very simple, but yet very, you know, like a minimalist, and with strange people. They looked human, but explaining to me in, you know, very simplistic fashions how the world I live in is basically completely archaic and obsolete, and showing me, you know, once again, very simple things, but yet very progressive on how to live, and then being in a screening room with all this downloaded computerized information I'm watching on a screen that seemed like forever, but yet it was just seconds.
Wow.
And this is nothing new.
Exactly.
It's just getting more and more, I'm not sure what the word is, comprehensive, I guess, and tangible.
Well, what I've seen, have you ever seen the aura pictures, Anne?
Pardon me?
Have you ever seen the pictures of auras that
yes.
people can take? I have seen people will say orange-yellow auras. I mean, just really bright golden. And yet when they're paired up with another person, like two people taking an aura picture together, now all of a sudden they're surrounded by blue. So that's why I mentioned aura, that there's some kind of consciousness energy that when you get a lot of like-minded people pouring their energy into a common goal, the aura energy shifts.
Yes.
Is that what am I understanding that correctly, Michelle?
Absolutely. Oh, and it can happen with a bug. I mean, even a bug has an aura. And any living, breathing, we could even say a chair has an aura, but you know, if you went down to the microcosm of, say, a bug, when you're interacting with that bug, there's an energy exchange. Absolutely. And we affect each other's auras all day long. This is why we're saying be as positive as you possibly can, because if you're vibrating in that aura of positivity, guess what? That's going to reverberate and affect, you know, people in a very good way. So we are influencing each other all day and all night through our aura. Absolutely.
Let me ask you just real quickly, Michelle, and I'll let you go so somebody else can get in. But was it possible that this had the colors that I was seeing, or the blue, had nothing to do with aura per se? But you know, if I was astral traveling, was this some sort of dimensional thing?
Yes, absolutely. You were in a realm. Yes, that's why they said off planet. This was more than that. There's two things we're talking about here. But yeah, you were in an actual experience or dimension. The crossover, and they're not going to let up on this. Make the crossover right now from that high awareness to ground in the physical. This is a not easy thing to do, and a lot of light beings don't want to do it. Even those of us that are in a body, we go, oh, good boy, you're telling me you want me to be in my body? Ask right now that you would cross over from self-sacrifice, because, dear, what you are vibrating in is self-sacrifice. And most of us have. Trust me, like most people I work with, they're in that. So say, I no longer choose to sacrifice myself, and I want now to have a tangible, physical experience of romance and energy and joy and creativity in my body. So translate all this wonderful technology and make it available to me here. We actually have to help them understand. See, we think they know everything. They don't. We need to say to them, hey, guys, it's not very tangible. I love this language, but what does it mean? We can channel language all day long, but of course it's energy. But we're saying to them, guys, hey, got to translate. So So we need to be powerful here. It's about our power in the body again. We're more powerful. So we're there to say to them, okay, I need you to do it here. Okay, we need to make it physical.
But don't they know we don't understand?
Sorry, dear? Sorry, dear? Go ahead.
I mean, it seems like they're supposed to be of a higher intelligence. Why don't they know that this is Greek to us?
Yeah. They don't know because they're not here. They're way off in their joy and happiness. They like have little understanding of what it's like to be down here. Well, that's why we came.
So they're
we
all blissed out.
Come here. We came here so that we could be the eyes and ears because we are from way out there. Most of us came from way in outer space, and we're like, hey, I have so much love and joy, and I feel so great that I'm going to take all this love and joy, and I'm going to go to Earth because they don't look very happy.
Well, I understand Anne's question, but I also understand Michelle's answer in that, yes, they are higher intelligences. They may have, you know, longer lifetimes than ours, and so in that one incarnation, they have accumulated a lot of high technology and high intelligence. But, like Michelle says, they're not here. And maybe they don't understand how to make that knowledge corporal in our dimension. So it's up to us to go back to them and say, hey, all this is really brilliant and the download's great, but I'm a little confused. Can you help me focus this in this dimension?
Exactly. And the more specific, thank you, dear, you got it. The more, this is going to empower her, the more specific, dear, that you are to them in communication, like be this reporting station and be very specific what you need and want. If we all did that, oh, my goodness, what would happen on this planet? We need to be very specific with them. And actually, by you, it would be a desire for you, hun, to actually say, you know what, I want a life. I want my life to now resemble a lot of this. It will happen for you within 2 days if you're willing to do that. Your life will change. It happens real quick. I'm a living experience of it. I can only speak of this because I went through it. But it happened for me. But I had to want it. I had to be willing to ground. Because I could have stayed up in the space realms all day long, but I couldn't be as effective unless I grounded here. The minute I grounded here, guess what happened? Radio stations called, TV stations called me the minute I anchored on the Earth, and this happened in the last 2 weeks, and I've gotten like 3 offers for TV shows the minute I grounded because I was willing to now be here. I can't go on CNN if I'm not in my body. They'll be like, well, she's out there. You know, I already am out there, but I got to be in my body. So it's our choice how we want to serve, but the good stuff comes when we're willing to ground here. And it took a lot to ground a lot of the high beings here, and a lot of them didn't want to. They would rather go what they think home is out there, but let's make home here. Let's make this our home.
Excellent. Well, we have a few minutes left, and I have a writer who wants to make sure that we get this question asked specifically. It is the one about two auras coming together who, apart from one another, they're completely different colors. One is a golden orange, and the other one's kind of pink and white. But when the two are brought together into one picture, the overall aura over both of them shifts to blue. Now, what she wants to know is, who's making what? Are we making the aura, or is it happening around us? What does this mean?
Quite an amazing question, and it's we're watching the beings like chemistry, where you take an experiment and you start combining elements, and they're pouring right now, and we're watching them like a laboratory, because it is quite amazing how they witness the colors when two people come together, because it's a chemical reaction. It's a chemical energy. You know, there's chemistry actually in the aura as well, and so especially if the people are in love, you know, that love energy also is literally going to light up, you know, the world. But, for example, with this particular energy, what is happening is chemical. There's a chemical energy that happens that the two of you together create a third energy. You've actually created a third cosmology or cosmos, so you now have a third entity in the relationship. This is now your, we'll say, baby, if you will. You've birthed in a baby. It could be a creative project. It could be your service in the world. It could be, you know, a physical baby, but it's most likely more a baby in terms of a cosmos that has birthed. So here, this is what they want you to know.
And blue means what?
Okay, bear with us 1 second, because they want to tell you what it means. There's a bunch of beings that are diagnosing this because they're coming in and saying it. What they're saying is, you actually birthed another universe by coming together. See, we are stars, and we birth universes. This is another universe in the galactic that got birthed between these two people. and they birthed another universe. Now they are our parents, their mom and dad, to this universe, and that's their baby. So they have a huge responsibility, but also a great joy, because as they tap into that third energy and they work with that energy, they will teach from that energy, because this is now their baby, and they need to realize that is their baby, and that they came together as mom and dad to birth the Trinity, which the third is always the Trinity or the third energy. And what these powerful beings can do with that third energy is, talk about two people, now you've got the Trinity. Now you really can go places. Now you really get in. Now it's really interesting. This is why couples together are so powerful.
So and what is the meaning of blue?
It's Christ. It's the Christ consciousness. This is a couple that is in the Christ consciousness. That greater are they together. So she, the pink, is the feminine. He is the male. As they came together, the Christ burst through them, and they birth humanity through their relationship. It's the Christ, and it is the second coming. The second coming is not Jesus coming back and teaching again. The second coming is birthing through us. So this couple is exemplification of the second coming of Christ. Because the blue is Christ. Yes, and it's Sirian energy. That's the other thing we want to add. The blue is also from the star of Sirius. Back to Anne, she's a Sirian, you're a Sirian. You're channeling from the dolphins and the whales, they are Sirian. It's the blue energy, is the Christ. Ah, okay, wonderful information coming through here. The Christ was also from Sirius. It's the heart. So the dolphins and the whales and the blue energy is the heart. This is a very important energy on planet Earth. In fact, this is an energy that if anyone's in contact with it, it needs to be more prominent on Earth. It's the Christ consciousness. And it's coming directly from the Sirian galaxy, Sirian. Many beings on Earth are from the star of Sirius. And the blue energy is like aquatic. It's very much like a water energy or a water planet. This is why the dolphins and the whales are very high beings from Sirius. And although they're in the whale-dolphin body, they are very evolved. So we need more of this energy on Earth right now. This is a wonderful energy, and thank you for bringing this up. This is a very important piece in the whole picture.
Wow. It's very heart. Powerful stuff.
It's the heart.
Michelle, can I just ask you one last quick question?
Yes.
And keeping in mind everything you said, and I understand it, and I'm going to practice this, but is it possible that at some point, especially in this so-called holding pattern so many light workers are in right now, just kind of not knowing what to do and just sort of hanging out, is it possible with all this cryptic downloaded information that at some point there's going to be some sort of galactic epiphany out of all this information that we don't understand that's in us?
It's already happening, dear. The downloads themselves are the epiphany. That if you all, and we'll speak to the two of you here, if you weren't getting these downloads, you'd be doomed. You guys are receiving information and energy, which is saving the planet. So it's happening. Don't look at it as an outcome of, when is it going to, I know we have this show me the money thing, which is the guys are like, show me the money. But it's we want to know, what does this mean? It's the very fact you're receiving it is saving Earth, because it's in you. You're coded with it. And what she wants, they're saying, what she wants to know is, am I ever going to utilize this? Absolutely, because it's encoded in your vibration, and you're going to use this if you choose. You have a choice. If you choose to use this, you will have access to all of these codes. This is part of the process of receiving in this dimension and then sharing. And absolutely, if you weren't going off planet and bringing it here, we'd really be in trouble. So thank you.
Thank you so much for the call, Anne. And please call back again.
I will. And thank you both so very, very much.
Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, Michelle, your email again is michelledenman@earthlink.net, and that's one L in Michelle.
Exactly.
Write her an email, and she'll send you her newsletter reports. And be sure to go to X Squared Radio at x2-radio.com and sign up for the archives, and you'll be able to listen to this program. Michelle, absolutely awesome 3 hours. I can't believe how fast it goes. It goes so fast. We will definitely do this again.
Wonderful birth.
Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful.
Oh, my pleasure. Definitely my pleasure.
A joy.
All right. Remember, Earth Explorers, that you are Source. Everything we do will eventually affect the universe, so try to do it on purpose every day. Remember, every life is immensely valuable, so reach out for the good in people and help it to grow a little every day, and before long, you will have saved the planet. This is X Squared Radio, saying peace, Earth Explorers.